You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
I don't like that she. I don't like that Gabby did dress like Olivia Newton-John at the end of Grease.
Oh, Lewis is her bad boy that she's found.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Rattlesnake.
I almost stepped on a grate. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We haven't been back for a while. We got to get in the rehearsal.
I like it. I don't know. Have we met one time before, Gabby? Is that what it is?
No.
We never met ever.
I don't think so.
She's hot, but she got a goofy voice.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I'll take that.
You're coming with some real Project Runway energy.
Lovely face, stupid voice, die in a fire.
Can I get a little more juice in my headphones?
Yeah,
new
you can
Chris Scopo?
Yeah, you can have one. He's not new Chris Scopo.
Okay.
That's new guy Zach.
New guy Zach.
Yeah, new Chris Scopo is...
A little more.
On...
Oh, there it is.
Is
yeah.
on...
Oh, that's sweet.
Chip Show.
Oh, really?
This is new guy Zach.
Oh, so you moved... New Chris Scopo. You're out of breath.
I'm always out of breath. I've learned that. If you've listened to any of my videos on Instagram, I'm literally sitting in a chair going,
leave me
reason.
Breathless.
Why do you have two microphones, you fucking weirdo?
Bobby, you're going to hate
it. I thought it'd be fun. Hey, could you turn my cans down?
Yeah, can you actually turn mine down a little too?
I like getting mine. Blown out of the tits here.
I like mine being nice and loud. I want to
okay,
know.
These are, yeah, I'm good right now.
How's
this
that?
Is great.
Is that good?
Oh,
that's perfect.
What you just did is perfect.
Can you blast heavy metal music at all just through my can at all times? Just through mine.
I'll blast something through your can. My dick.
Hey,
fuck him in the ass.
You know
what?
I thought we're having a thing where like dudes are united today. We're not fucking with each other. It's
no
all
penis on penis crime.
Yeah, we're just fucking gonna be taking shots at this one over here. Which one? The girl. Why? Why are we gonna take shots at her?
Because it's men versus women right now.
That's it's not men versus women.
It's an attack on our fucking penises and balls. Men versus women. Gabby, guess what? Now you can't leave.
What is that? That's from Goodfellas.
No, not Goodfellas.
From Bronx Tale.
Sorry.
All right, relax. Why are you going to jump down my throat?
Well, they're not similar. Sometimes people just throw Bronx Tale in there with Goodfellas in the gut. They're like, the Goodfellas, Godfather,
the same
Bronx
guy's
Tale.
In it.
It doesn't matter. He's also in Marvin's Room.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too.
Bronx Tale stinks.
Dirty Grandpa. Goodfellas.
Yeah, it's great.
Marvin's Room, when
Raging
he went, he shut
Bull.
The door, and he's like, you can't leave
Can
the room
you throw
now.
My cans down, please?
And I'm very hot. We're all hot.
So loud.
I'm getting blown out of the
it's
water.
It's crazy what I'm listening to. Mine are fucking perfect.
Now it's perfect.
Now it's sexy.
There we go. What I don't even like a can.
Is he a DJ for, like, corn? What is he? I don't understand what that is. Well, he does look like a tattoo assistant.
I don't like that he has to punch up your joke.
Thanks, Dan. Tag team. Men united. Oh, no,
does Korn
no.
Have a, does Korn have a DJ, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
They have a DJ?
Of course they do.
Why are you using two microphones? Ugh. Stop it.
You're going to give it a press conference.
I like it.
It's a tiny mouth, two big mics.
We played a good game, and we're gonna watch the tape and make improvements. And my kids, I'm proud of my kids.
I'm proud of my boys.
I don't understand why it's men against women. What does that mean?
It's a war, dude. Because Lewis is provocative.
It's a war. He's what?
He's provocative,
he's
Bobby.
Not, that's the last word I would ever put with Lewis.
That's what Esquire just put a long article out called The Provocative Life of Lewis J.
No, problematic.
Oh, I read that wrong.
Yeah.
I am illiterate.
Bobby, don't play dumb. You know it's a war right now between men and women, and you got to fucking choose a side. No, you know?
I don't like that you're
aggressive. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Sound is good?
Yeah.
You sure? Are you getting all the sound?
He's just freaking out in the background right now. He's dancing.
Yeah, he's freaking out. Why are you freaking out?
I'm making sure everyone's headphones.
Everybody's good.
He's playing video games.
The power went out apparently in the last 2 weeks, so we had to reset everything.
Take his microphone away. What the fuck was that?
That's Mike S. That's Mushy Mike. He talks once in a while, and that was legitimate.
It's mushy every time he tries it.
Mike, so the power went out. No
Apparently,
shit.
Apparently, yeah, we had to reset everything.
Okay, why are your forearms don't match the rest of your body?
What do you mean?
Nothing. I just said that. I shouldn't have said anything.
That's why.
It's a whole new team. I've never met any of these people.
You met me five
Very
times.
Strange.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, five times. He's Shut worked up. With you twice.
Lies.
I know Mike for many years.
San Antonio.
A year. But I've never seen him here.
Yeah, he's the.
Yeah, you have. You saw me last December.
Yeah, last December he was here.
Yeah, but you weren't working on the show. Working, you were sitting in the back.
Do you count that time as one of my times?
Huh? No, I'm just like
take that off because that doesn't fucking count.
Louis, you're making him nervous.
No, he makes everybody nervous.
That's right. You should be nervous around me. I'm the most powerful Louis in comedy now, bitch.
That was probably.
I think Louis Katz is way ahead of you.
Even Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson has still got
dude,
you.
Louis Anderson.
He's going to be gone soon,
shit,
too.
Dude. But, yeah. Didn't he try to rape Tom Segura or somebody?
Isn't boy.
There a story? No, Tom Rhodes. Yeah. That's it.
He didn't try to rape Tom
Rhodes. I swear to God, Tom Rhodes told a story on his podcast. It got some traction about how Louis Anderson cornered him in his hotel room and grabbed his dick and fucking tried to fuck him.
That was the road.
He should retell
it. That was the road back then.
He should retell it now. It'll be the end of him.
No, he did. He did talk about it recently on a thing.
Oh, I'm saying now.
Now.
It changes day to day. Yeah. This moment.
Who knows? This is your shot. I wake up every morning and I just hit my turn my computer on. And I'm like, oh, what's going to happen here?
Am I destroyed? Lewis, every morning, is this the end? it is.
Oh, they counted all the times I said the N-word. 998.
Someone put it in a YouTube video. 990 nigger times.
That's Jesus.
There is close to 1,000.
That's just a fame barometer. Because I knew like nobody. Everybody wanted to know what does Burr think, what does Rogan think. Nobody asked what does Bob think about what happened to Louis.
Hey Bob, yeah, they would almost.
Not one fan gave me shit for. I haven't said a word about what happened to Louis. Not one word on social media. Not one person went. You need to give your. If you're not saying anything,
well, because
you're
bullshit.
Part of the problem.
The people that are saying that you need to say something are bullshit.
Yeah.
That's all bullshit. That's all gang mentality where they're like, I said something, you say something. You have to say something because you don't have to say shit.
Right.
It's very strange. It's all very strange. Everyone has their thing and they need to hear everyone else's thing and it's a very sick
it's
society.
Just a culture of, it's a culture of people yelling over each other, much like this podcast.
But we'll say it right now. We all stand with Louis.
See, this is where Lewis gets interesting because he takes hard. He's a hardliner, as they call it.
Right,
the political
what am I
going
to do? Look, dude, I see things as black and white. Am I going to say that Louis, by being an adult man and asking a woman, "Hey, can I jerk off in front of you?" Does that make him a horrible person or a rapist or a sexual offender? No,
he should not be put in the same category as Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey.
And but he's perverted shit.
Okay, wait a
second.
We're
all perverts.
Yeah, sure.
To not everybody.
I'm jerking off right
now. Not everybody.
Yeah, Joe's going real hard.
I finished.
We should all just take our dicks out and jerk on in solidarity.
Guys, a four-dick salute.
Yeah.
Yeah, say,
Mike doesn't have a dick?
Well,
I thought there was going to be the four of us.
No, my staff can't do that.
Yeah, staff, that's
they
him using his power.
They have a job to do.
That's power dynamics.
Yeah.
Hold on, Gabby, we're just kidding.
My dick is a staff.
She really does have a goofy voice. I don't think
What's wrong
sounds
with
very
voice?
Normal to me.
Hello.
Come on. No, he does.
Regular.
She does. It's very Muppet.
That's what I sound like?
Oh, that's what I sound like?
Yeah, you heard it. Because I said Muppet. Once I said Muppet, it's not everything unlocked.
If she pops out of nowhere, what did I say? You want a coffee? Is it time to eat fish?
Thank you for coming to me. I feel sexy.
That's the letter O.
I love doing this podcast.
This was brought to you by the letter P.
I'm so glad Lauren left.
I'll take it.
Please don't cut me. I'm feeling
And I'll tell you why this podcast is always so great, and this is why we're all having fun right now, is because we're being trained to not shit on women, and we're just treating like an equal. This just happens to be the thing
it's
we're
fine.
Doing right now. I know it is, okay? Yeah. But the problem
now
is,
it's
for equals.
10 years from now, when I got a hit show and she comes out, they made fun of me, called me a Muppet.
If you watch the video, I was cornered in the Riot Cast
The only one
studio.
That didn't say anything was the guy with the small mouth. I forget his name. He's not in the business
but
anymore.
He was feverishly jerking off.
So 10 years from now, I'm out of the business and you have a hit show? Are you crazy?
It's my fantasy.
All right, fine.
Also, Joe kind of looks like Beaker from the Muppets.
Oh.
I think your voice is regular. I got a very regular voice.
You're just playing that.
Hang on, stop. What's up?
Let's say a few sentences. Hey,
how was your weekend?
It was really good.
You're trying
I think you're dumb, but
do you have a boyfriend?
It was good. No.
No.
Why not?
No.
My shitty voice.
Wait, I need multiple sentences. Tell us.
Because I'm filled with cotton and I have no vagina. Where my vagina is, there's a hole for a hand.
I don't know my friend, but there's a guy's hand on my ass right now.
If you came in me, it'd be a lot of cleanup.
Gee,
that was Dan
whiz.
Soda.
I don't know. We're all doing voices.
I stand with Louie, but not you three. This is offensive.
Mm. Well, back to Lou. yeah, I don't think he, I mean, okay, he does not belong. This is what sucks. This is what we're having. I think this is what I'm having a hard time struggling with. First of all, he's my friend.
Wait.
He's my
friend. Who? That was Lewis's good one for the day.
Well, come on. He's
like, I set up the whole thing with her dumb voice.
No, I didn't care for it. Also, she set it up by sounding goofy.
You said she sounded normal. Why are you
whatever.
Don't John Kerry
I don't like that Mike, when he laughs, gets fatter. He's
like a blowfish. It's like, guys, you're making me laugh.
I just follow my pride.
Blowfish Mike. Guys, stop being humorous. Kick it out of this chair if you keep being funny. Leaking over the side.
Only Soto would know how a blowfish really does it.
I'm all noises and voices, baby.
Noises and voices. The next album, right off the press, from Sconces Records.
Oh, the white Michael Winslow.
I think that we're having a hard time because, first of all, he's my friend. I really love Louis. He's done so much for me. I had a kid because of Louis.
What?
Because
did he throw his jism at you and you caught it and put it in Dawn?
No, because I talked to him at Just for Laughs.
Yeah,
when I first met him or hung out with him actually at the Nasty Show, and we talked for days, you know, and we became friends there. And
at what point did he ask if he could jerk off in front of you?
Second day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he goes, what are you doing?
I didn't let him till the third. Yeah. No, but he had a kid.
But it made it such a big load when he finally came.
He
that's the best. It's called edging. Yeah.
I like Dan's. He was just, yeah, that's the best.
Is it really?
It's called Engine. Yeah, it's called Engine.
Yeah, when you're close to coming,
you
don't
let it go.
And then you like,
it's a huge load, dude.
Yeah, you super soaker.
Yeah, wow. But if you don't do it for like 4 days before and then do it, woof.
A 4 day edge.
Yeah. Girls don't want you to edge, by the way.
You know, there's actually an antidote to it, too. If your wife is there, then it doesn't happen.
Girls that bomb Dana perfectly.
I got it right here.
Girls don't like giant loads. You know what I do? Because my girlfriend's a feminist. When I eat her out, instead of doing the alphabet, I just write Trump on her pussy.
There you go.
All right.
Bang.
Just making sure that thing still works on all sides.
That joke sucks.
Wow. I saw a sucky joke
also,
coming.
We know Louis so well that he did bit voice at the end.
Yeah, I did it.
Where
was
he
a
goes,
bit.
Instead?
That was
Trump.
But then he did a three camera shoot look. He went.
Edit.
Should have did a Mr. Roper just.
Can I not try to get that on the show?
Yeah, please do. Okay, make cool. It funny. We'd love for you to try to do that.
I've been trying every time.
Listen, I think that it's because we're friends with him, but I had my kid because if a guy like him, I talked to him what a good dad he was. I just was like, wow, if he can do it, I can do it. I was like, and I talked about being a dad and all that stuff. And he was like, you should do it. It was like this turning point. Like when I was going to get married or actually be with my chick for real, I actually had a big conversation with Colin Quinn about that. Because he had a situation where he was married and things didn't work and blah, blah, blah. And he gave me great advice on being married. Now here I am married with a kid. And Louis was part of that kid. And I actually told him that like 6 months ago. I was like, you know, you're one of the reasons I had a kid because I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I could be a dad, you know?
And he was like, thanks, Bobby. You know, I feel like nothing can go wrong in my life right now.
Because, yeah, what can I say? I'm 100%. There's nothing to worry about with me.
But I feel
you
bad.
You are okay.
But the thing is that I think you have to, people are struggling with, he's my friend. What happened to him is way too much. It's too much. They took away everything.
I'm personally disgusted by his agents and managers dropping him.
Right.
Because it's such a shallow, obvious move where they're like, we don't work with him. See, we're not bad.
I don't
even condone that. And it's like, you fucking leeches. When the smoke clears in 6 months, they start kicking around going, come on, buddy. You know I loved you. We just had to do that for the cameras.
What about the agents and managers that are calling up trying to find out what's going on with his agents and managers?
Oh, good for them. They're fucking getting a steal.
Oh, yeah. I got him coming in for a meeting with Cast Digital next week.
Doing a podcast.
That'd be hilarious. Louis Cast. All right.
I would be worried for Louis. I would reach out to you or Joe and I'd be like, hey, if you want, like, tell Louis to go to Allen. He's on Cast Digital now. No, we're gonna call it Cum Stain with Louis C.K.
and Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
But I think that's where we're at now. You have to, because everyone gets mad at you. People are mad at Aziz for not leaving Dave Becky.
That's insane.
So it's like you have to do it. The managers and agents. It's the whole culture.
No, that's his act. They're mad at him for his act.
Mm.
No, we got it. Repeat it.
He's not a good comic.
I wish you had a puppet. We can blame all these on.
Can I put my hand up your ass, Gabby?
For the bit.
We need a bomb, Dana, and we need a... Oh, wait, I didn't realize that was an attempt at humor, Dana.
No, you know what we do? We need an attempt muzzle. So you have to put a muzzle
on. Why would you even step on it? He barely got out of that one.
I'm his friend.
All right.
I put his hand down. I put my hand down.
Dan's a good guy.
And I was watching Lewis. Lewis was already on fire to my left. So I looked at Joe and I went, we can get out of here. Grab my hand.
California wildfires.
Hey, my grandma lives up there. That's not cool, bro. That's sensitive. You're triggering me.
Well,
you have a girlfriend?
Did she
burn down?
Dude,
it's a new culture, bro.
You have a girlfriend?
No, my grandmother. Yeah, I'm fucking my nana.
You had one.
Again?
She's such a whore.
Hey, you shut up. Yeah,
she's in all my wedding photos.
Yeah, dude.
Your grandmother was at my wedding?
I have so many photos of ex-girlfriends in my wedding. There's like three big breakups right after my thing.
Me?
Yeah, one.
I'd rather not name names.
Name names.
Yeah, Sarah Talamaj.
That's your wife.
Yeah, dude. He has like the...
You?
Has,
who else?
I don't know who...
You liar.
I don't know the other
Are
two.
Are you lying?
No, I swear to God.
Do you know one of them?
Two. I'm going to guess one.
Gary Gullman, guess one.
Norman.
No, I think they're together.
Okay.
But there's a couple of them. But people bring girls willy-nilly.
I wasn't. That was not willy-nilly.
Why can't you say it?
I'm not saying you were willy-nilly.
I was not willy-nilly.
Some were willy-nilly.
That was a very special person to me at that moment in time, and I brought her to
your
wedding.
Your finger is making me uncomfortable.
Can I give you Bill Clinton thumb?
You're giving me savage finger.
Everyone knows she left me in a very tough spot. Yeah.
Between the chicken and the fucking ham.
In between dessert and dancing. She said, I don't feel it.
Hang on one second.
Did you see his Macho Man impression?
Yeah, do me a favor and don't.
That was fucking crazy. I've never seen him try to do Macho Man. That was fucking wow.
That was bad.
That bad?
He was just watching.
He tried to go higher, and he doesn't realize that his voice is three octaves higher than Macho Man. So he thought because you go higher,
As I was doing it, I went, why are you doing this? And Louis, I looked at Louis, and he was already staring at me like this.
It was bad. Also, the fingers you did for Macho Man are the fingers you use in your own act. You're like, dude, you fucking fuck
we got
her.
It. I got it. I
I'm
got
acting it out.
What do you need? What do you need?
I got to act it out.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
Tissue, guys. And that made me laugh and snot shot out of my nose.
You got,
not my fault.
Give me one, too. I came.
She's hot, dude.
What fuck do you mean she's hot? What are you talking about?
Dude.
Stop it.
I can hear you in the other room. Don't forget. Hey, I'm a human, too.
Don't forget. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Hey, kids, did you know if you eat carrots at night, you can see better in the dark?
Do you know what a lever is?
That's Bobby. La, 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 la. Gabby's World. Welcome to Gabby's World. I'm an assistant for Bobby, and I'm learning my way.
For Bobby.
Wow.
I'll take it.
No.
Yeah, you will.
Will you stop?
Okay.
What?
All right. Okay.
It's 2017.
Leave her alone.
Wake up. I'm not going to do anything.
Be woke.
She's only 16.
I don't know. Are you? Oh, fuck. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are? Is that
sweet.
Oh, my God.
Louis has a Rolodex of age of consent.
It'd be so great if he did this with her and it took all the heat off of Louis.
Yeah.
Good. I'll do it.
What if I told you the problem went deeper? Louis J. Gomez. There's some blogger jerking off while they write it. That GQ piece is fucking ridiculous.
About the GQ.
All men.
All male comedians.
All men.
This fucking guy.
Read it.
Clearly,
I didn't see that.
This guy clearly wrote this in order to impress a girl.
It's too long.
That he's
long,
like, right, really? Ladies? Look at me. Aren't I muscular? Those big guys are mean. You know what I like? Happy stuff. You fucking tool. You fucking tool. And GQ, you should be ashamed of yourself.
But they had Kevin Spacey on the cover, Louis on the Louis on the. They've had all these guys on the cover.
And it's
just this is the name of the article. Why all comedy men are so awful.
Isn't that, this is the best though. We go Google the article by GQ about how men comedians are all awful. You type in GQ and it says Stephen Colbert, man of the year.
Yeah, who was on?
He's a comedian.
Who's a male comedian?
Yeah,
it's just really convenient when they want to forget who they want to. When it's like a group right now, like male comedians, that's the buzzword to fucking nail. It's like, let's get male comedians.
There it is, right there, and he's the face of it. Like,
and Louis, all comedy men.
Yeah. Why all comedy? So that doesn't mean just stand-up. That means improv. That means writers. That means fucking you're saying all men in comedy.
And they are
all improv
awful.
Comedy's
but
awful.
Stand-up comedy.
Well, yeah, we all know that. If you're a male
in improv. What's this guy's name? Drew McGarry?
Oh, he's a humorist. Look him up. Anybody that calls himself a humorist needs to be hit in the head with a brick.
They pissed.
Not,
wait a minute,
not
stop,
a
stop.
Legion of Skanks. Bonfire.
That's right, motherfuckers. Why can't it be defense? Up in arms, bitch. Find Drew McGarry.
No, don't do that. Hi, I'm Dan Soder, the voice of reason. Don't do that.
Can right, I read some of this?
McGarry,
Lewis, can you read some of this?
All right, Richard Pryor was angry.
Hold on. Don't read this. He goes, I can tell you which articles to go to, or which paragraphs, because he basically tells the story of Richard Pryor and why Richard Pryor beat on his wife and was terrible, but he was still funny because he was honest. Then he shits on Kinison. Go down, because he really starts getting self-righteous.
Yeah, go down, Mike.
Yeah. Okay, don't, Mike. Go down if you feel comfortable going.
Good day, Mike. I thought you were doing...
On the mouse, because it's me, Kelly Fasica. I put a curse on all male comedians. Except the ones who make meats and cheeses. You're all cursed. You're all doomed.
The last two paragraphs, those two are fucking
terrible.
Those,
Lewis.
Okay, now let's talk about that community for a minute. Because it's very insular and very protective. If you go by the list of the greatest comedians of all time, it's a community that has harbored a great number, perhaps a disproportionate number of misogynists, abusers, and shitbags.
Whoa, stop one second.
That's good writing.
You're fucking calling people shitbags?
I mean, that's
this
accurate.
Guy's calling people shitbags.
I don't even mind being a misogynist, an abuser, or a shitbag. Just own it. Stop pretending we're good dudes. Are you not realizing this? Stop pretending
buddy,
you're good.
Buddy, you stop. Stop it. You can be a good guy and a fucking and a shitbag.
Also, you look like you can have
I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy and
I'm
a shitbag thing sometimes.
I'm a good guy. You're where you dude, when you're with your son, not your father cuz he's dead. And he was a shitbag.
First off, we're always with our father cuz our father's God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're always with our father.
Dan, I will throw hot tea
listen,
in your
man,
fucking face.
Listen, man, we're trying to pick out communities to get. Lewis has got the fucking jail people. I'm going after Christians. Joe's going after the silent type.
Gabby's going after Muppets. Puppets.
So I think that we just, but when you're saying shitbags and you're saying abusers, misogynist is one thing. Abuser is a fucking whole other thing, bro.
Yeah, and it's
but if you go by their definition of abuser, we're all abusers.
It sounds like they're
every
going...
woman I've ever dated has been like, oh, he's emotionally manipulative and he's fucking crazy. Yeah, dude, because if you're in love with somebody, that's where it fucking goes when it goes south. You become emotionally manipulative. Yeah. You get under each other's fucking nerves. Mm. You get each other a little bit crazy. Every single
can you
fucking
say it
person,
without so much passion?
Thank God I'm not in love with my wife.
I cannot. You're also, passionless, Joe. You're not going to deal with any of this
shit. Yeah, you are. You are.
Passionless.
Passionless.
I'm the most passionate guy here.
No, you're not. You're
just because you fucking talk like an animal and wave your arms and skip around in your dumb fucking seat doesn't mean you're passionate. It means you're dumb.
Look, he's speechless.
No, I'm passionate.
I just like that they're describing comedians the way that it's like a 1920s, like, vagabonds, dirtbags, grotesque. They'll steal everything
dozens,
you got.
Dozens of women say Bill Cosby is a rapist. Woody Allen's daughter says he raped her, a claim he has denied. Actress Tisha Campbell filed a lawsuit against Martin Lawrence. I never knew this. Claiming sexual harassment and battery on the set of Martin. Harassment so severe that she apparently had producers ban him from the set of his own show. That is some fucking power there, Martin. Wow. Martin was banned from the set of his own show.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how crazy he was.
Real ass dude of the week.
Given what we know about Hollywood these days, it's a wonder that they can accommodate her request. These are not sad clowns. These are very famous, very powerful men who, in hindsight, appear to have used comedy to mask the truth more than illuminate it. In fact, it's telling that CK fell upon the quote-unquote "I have issues" defense when woman said she confronted him about jacking off in front of women. When confronted, comedians have a nasty habit of defense.
Everybody does. It's called being accused of something. You get defensive when you're accused of something. This guy's a fucking moron. Keep going.
Defensiveness and playing up the background issues that drive up the crave yucks. And for too long, the comedy world has indulged that ruse, letting a guy like CK invite your pity if he can get laughs.
He's not inviting your pity. He's getting laughs out of you. But he's one of the greatest comedians.
Yeah, but
of
he
all
just
time.
Doesn't like that type of comedy.
He's a fucking idiot.
But a lot of people.
Oh, by the way, you can also find this guy on Artie Lang's podcast, just yucking it up about regular shit. So if you want to see,
was he?
Yeah, it's pretty convenient that this guy all of a sudden now is a fucking truth teller and on the side of I don't agree with that when he fucking.
He talks about Artie in the article, right?
Yeah, he talks about Artie. And then, like,
in the article.
Hey, there he is, Joe Lisbach. By the way, he just talks about a scene from Louis where Louis takes out that heckler and says, like, you know, it's that famous line where he's like, hey, look, a cunt's giving birth to a cunt because she talks. And this guy's like, now, yes, I know it's fictitious, but what does it really say? And it's like, dude, you're fucking digging for nothing now. Yeah. You look like an asshole. You look like I hope in 5 years. Or however long it is, when all this calms down, we bring this back up to this guy.
No, it'll be 2 years.
But he's trying to manipulate the narrative.
Yes.
Because he wants people to like his style of comedy.
Which
he's
not funny.
He's trying to talk about this, our comedy, Louis' style of comedy. You know,
Louis just does comedy. I don't think it's stylistically a different thing. I think he just is a very good comedian.
But he's very honest. He's very honest with what he talks about. He talks about, you know, calling his kid an asshole, or he brought even his show was a reflection of his life, which is brutally honest, as opposed to a 3-camera shoot of 5 friends that live in New York and have problems. That's a horseshit show. Louis was one of the first shows to actually show his what's that?
Friends was a good show.
Yeah,
that was,
why you gotta knock
that
it?
That was 6 people.
It fucking annoyed me. Never had rent problems.
Well, of course, but I mean, I thought that snappy dialogue
before.
I think
it's the 90s.
You know, I was a big fan of Chandler.
It wasn't
people said I reminded of people then, so you know, I kind of identified.
I was more of a Joey.
I get it, dude. You're totally Joey.
You're kind of the
Ross.
I hate Ross. He's the worst character in the thing. No, he's a nerd. He's a dinosaur. Science nerd.
I hope you guys all get AIDS.
Oh, well,
and leave this planet.
Too late. Yeah.
I hate the show friends, and I hate my own friends.
Sandy,
Boston sentence Joe's ever said. You guys can all be the bitches in the other apartment. So, Bobby, you're the fat one. What was the...
There was no fat one.
Yeah, otherwise, she was fatter when she was younger.
Oh, Phoebe.
No. Phoebe was
Courtney. Courtney Cox.
Rachel.
Rachel was fat.
No,
it was Monica.
Monica.
Who's Monica?
By the way, Courtney we end up dating.
I'm not show Monica.
Show fat Monica. Like show me who looks just like him.
I don't look like Monica. Who's Monica?
Fat Monica.
Courtney Cox.
From Friends.
I think her last name is Lewinsky.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Images.
He knows
Mike
how to do it.
Stinks at Googling.
Look.
Wow, that is Bobby. The one in the pink shirt in the bottom left?
That's 100% Bobby.
Oh, you're such a Monica, Bobby.
What is fat Monica? I never knew
that.
And then she
is stunningly like
Gabby's Phoebe because she's got the goofy voice.
Yeah.
She's okay. The blonde with the goofy voice. And then you guys are together, you guys make Rachel.
That really is me, goddammit.
Mike is nobody because no one brown was ever on the show.
Go back to the other page.
Yeah, that was a time when you could just be like, hey, dude, all white cast dogs.
And NBC went like this. Good job.
if one of the roommates was black, they'd constantly be accusing him of stealing shit.
I think.
Tyrone, where are my keys? Goes, man, I should have never taken the sublet.
I think.
It's a bullshit ass sublet.
I think that this guy.
The dude that's renting the couch. I don't know, man. Y'all put
Robert's
shit on
ready that. To get things back on track.
All right, shut
boys.
The fuck up. Okay. All right, with your side conversations.
It's funny.
I know. It's shut up.
Bobby, I'm sorry about those guys.
No, it's okay.
Take over, buddy.
What a rock. What a rock. You're such a rock.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Fat Mon.
Hey.
What the fuck?
Oh, man, I missed
but this guy and the guy, who's the other guy? What's the guy? Guy
Branum. Guy Branum.
I mean, they're all latching themselves onto this
thing. Both of them are writing articles out of their own depth. They don't know what they're like. Guy Branum wrote an article about burning down the cellar table, but
he didn't write it was burning down the boys' club at the cellar table.
Yeah, but then
which doesn't exist.
when people push back on him, he immediately fell to the argument of it was metaphorical.
It's not metaphorical. It's like, it's, you, it's then fucking you're a
terrible,
detailed.
Then you're a terrible writer, and you have your own TV show, so I know you're not that bad of a writer.
No, he walks into the cellar, and like me, still to the everybody feels uncomfortable walking to that back table.
I constantly do, and I look at what I'm wearing and be like, "How can I?"
Can I finish a thought without you yapping over it?
Sure.
Yeah, you stupid fuck. Sorry, Bob.
Jesus Christ, Dan. I know you fucking have your own show, but let me have mine for one second.
It's really Big J show.
Yeah, that's true. Both of you guys are right.
I think that everybody feels intimidated walking back there. It's not a boys' club.
It's a good comedian club.
It's a men's club.
You should feel intimidated walking back to that table. That's what the table is.
Yeah, and
he's not in it, and so he feels because of his own insecurities, he added some type of monster to that table, and it's guys, it's straight men, and it's not. First of all, there's a lot of gay guys that sit at that table, and most of the straight men are fucking queens anyways, would fucking love trans to be at that table. If there was trans comedians, do you know how much most of the straight guys at that table would love a hot tranny, not even just a regular trans girl to be at that table.
Some of the top comics at the cellar would want that.
Yeah, Norton would never have to leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah, he'd never go on the road. Yeah. Just constantly work there. But it is, I think, a lot of this this kind of culture and this, like, they want to take the intimidation out of everything.
Yeah.
Because they're uncomfortable with intimidation, because intimidation means that someone means behind it. And it's just like you said, they're attributing a monster where there isn't one.
Yeah, but okay, so burn the fucking table down and let me in your club, guy.
Oh, they won't.
Let me in your fucking, your festival club that I don't get to go to.
Yeah.
Or even when I do, I'm not even part of it. I'm on the outskirts of it somehow. Now, let me into your industry part of it. Let me on your show. Let me go to your fucking parties. You spend your life making people feel uncomfortable around you.
Yeah.
And then you blame us for, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
And if you're going to be gay, you can't be that fat. I got to be honest with you. You know.
Is that your rule?
Just, you know.
Why?
Come on, dude. You're a gay dude.
You're talking to Bobby?
Yeah,
no, he's not talking to me.
It's funny if you shut your eyes and just pretend he is.
That's why I'm mad. I look just like the guy.
You really do have a little bit of a Guy Branum look to you. Listen,
I've seen that guy a few times. I've said hi to him, and I've gotten...
He's like, no, it's Guy.
What?
That was a good joke.
What was
he said, I said hi. He said, no, it's Guy.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, but I mean, the flaw in the joke, I think, is you would never say, I saw Soder. I said Dan to him. That's where I think it doesn't line up.
I'm literally laughing at my jokes still.
Yeah, you laugh at all your jokes.
That was good.
But this guy for GQ is just trying to pile on. He's just a pile on.
Well, they're all trying to fucking pile on, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think a lot of people are trying to pile on to this where, first of all, if you can't really give your honest opinion about it.
No.
Because you'll be, it's a
nuanced.
Lot of people, I mean, it's very nuanced. There's a lot of things. Because people are like, oh, fuck these girls too. A dick shouldn't offend them. I had to really think about that and go, you know what? That's not true either.
Yeah. Not fuck the girls, but here's the thing. If a guy says to you, okay,
yeah,
hey, I would love to masturbate in front of you.
Yeah.
And that sends you into fucking shocks where you can't work anymore. You have a fucking problem.
Can I explain?
There's something wrong with your fucking head.
Can I give you a little food for thought
Of course you said.
I would love food, but I don't think it's allowed in the studio.
What happened? I think that, okay.
Sorry, Mon.
Laser gun.
I was listening to Maron about this topic. Mark Maron. He's very good friends with him too. And he said something that was interesting to me because he said, you know, you're giving somebody a memory that they don't want forever.
Welcome to life.
I know, but
every
that,
day,
but that's
I don't
not,
want this memory forever, but I got to have it. I'm here.
But that's I was like, oh, do I have any of those memories? And I remember when I did my fourth step in AA with a priest friend of mine, Father Ed. We did this amazing fourth step. It was this, to do your first fourth step in Alcoholics Anonymous is a major thing. And the person you do it with, it's a major thing too. And
what's
I did it with him. And the fourth step was when you write down all the things you've done wrong that you carry with you.
And you blow a priest.
And you tell somebody else, another human being. Mm-hmm. You literally just, it's a purge. It's almost like a confession. And I did it with him. And then at the end of it, and this is a guy that I've known for years. And at the end of it, we stood up and we hugged. And then he kissed me on the neck. like soft kiss me, wet kiss me on the neck.
And he goes, you want to see me? Check off. Boner check.
Come on, then.
He goes, can I tell you this? Just hugging in this robe gets me going.
But it really fucked me up.
Yeah.
No, I have that. Now, here's the thing is, why didn't you just leave?
Why were you a child?
Why don't you just say something?
How old were you, Bobby?
Why don't you just say? No, I was 17. And
it's still young.
But it's like, it's 17, 18, maybe 18.
Hot, Bobby?
But
though?
It's hot. Well, smoking.
Do you blame 18? 18? No problem with the story. Yeah. I swear to God, if you're not a child,
I know. But before
I
you sidetrack,
fucking story.
Yeah, you got to relax a little bit.
Monica, I just go right over him.
No, I understand. He's got a funny line. He wants to get it out. It was a pretty good one. The 18 hot Bobby. I get it.
But what I'm saying is
that I have that with me to this day. When I think about it, when it happened, I didn't tell anybody. When it happened, I didn't say stop. I didn't go, what the fuck are you doing? It happened. I froze. I was like, what the fuck was that? And then I was like, okay, I'll see you later, Father Ed. And I left and I was fucked up. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I wanted to go tell my sponsor, who's a big iron worker guy from, you know, and I didn't tell anybody because I was fucked up about it. My friend who I just did my fourth step, I was at the most vulnerable part of my life and he wet kissed me on the neck. I'll have that forever. Every time I think of it, I'm like, shit. So you can't. Dan, go first.
How wet of a kiss was it? Like a.
Do you want me to show you? Yes. Give me a hand.
Yeah.
On his neck. I don't want to see this.
On his neck.
This is gay. Just kidding.
You carry that around with you?
You know what would have been funny?
The fact that your hand is salty. Yes.
Salty.
Well, I go last?
That's not right.
Because
salty
last
Dan.
Is best.
Salty Dan. Point.
I got to be honest with you. Yes, I understand it's a little bit traumatic, and I understand it's something that affected you.
No, I didn't not get over it. I got over it, Lewis, but I have it with me. Yes, go ahead.
But that's a part of life. You're going to deal with adversity. You're going to deal with things. And I've dealt with crazier shit. I've had my mom, like, fuck me up and tell me really fucked up things. And I've seen really fucked up shit as a little kid that, like, I've blocked out and I've, like, pushed down.
Like what?
And, let me make the point.
I would love to hear one.
Let me make the point.
I'd love to hear one.
My dad being stabbed to death. Like, that
you
whole
saw
experience.
It?
No, but...
If he saw it, he'd be Batman.
I have video of it. Check it out. No. I have surveillance at Walmart.
You don't get to, we as human beings, we don't get to play victim nonstop and get to draw from that nonstop in life and get to go, oh my God, well, this is just my experience in life and I'm a victim. People that do that are not successful.
The girl at the show, what happened? Now, we don't know what happened. This is the one thing that sucks about all this. Louis admitted to it. Accepted it, said sorry, whether people, he didn't write the word sorry, fuck off.
Oh, that was okay. Yeah. Too much.
He did that, but we haven't heard his side. You don't know the nuances of these conversations. What happened with those girls? So you're saying that he said, well, go back to my room. They walked up to the room, no conversation, got to the room, he got naked, they left? Fuck you.
Dude, if you go back to a man's hotel room, I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. If this is for young men and women. If you go back to a dude's hotel room, let me explain to you something. He's trying to fuck you.
Really? If Ryan Hamilton takes somebody back, I'm pretty sure they're going to get ice cream.
Come on!
I'm pretty sure they're going to watch Goonies and get ice cream from room service.
If I have a daughter one day...
Marcus invites you back to your room, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not every guy.
No, but I'm telling you, no, you're going to be fine with most guys. 99% of the guys that are out there, you're going to be fine with. That's not the point. They're trying to fuck you. That doesn't mean that you're not fine. Even Lenny Marcus is trying to fuck you. It may be Nevisheen. Hold on, and he may not.
Take 7 years.
He may never get the fucking job done, but what happens is you are, the guys who become powerful, famous, rich, successful, guys who have game, guys who are confident, those guys are told you can't have any of that anymore. And that's crazy, because if it's about the power and about being successful, then technically I can't hook up with any woman that's less successful than me. They don't exist. This is it. I'm done.
He's a success story.
There's nobody less successful than him?
Yeah.
So successful.
I'm at the bottom.
No, he's saying it to the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I took it like...
Because there's nobody beneath him because he's there.
Yes.
He's literally at the bottom of the ocean.
You have to walk up to a homeless woman and go, hey. Hey. Want to watch me jerk off?
And they go, not again.
And they go, sorry.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if your thing is to jerk off in front of women, right?
Yeah.
That's not, I don't think that's crazy. We all have sexual perversions. If this was a woman and it was
like
a
titty fucking.
If it was a rich woman, if it was a rich woman who liked to finger herself in front of pool boys, yeah. people would be applauding her, exploring her sexuality and her being brave and her figuring out what she's into.
She got
and,
her groove back.
Yeah.
Not maybe Louis was trying to get his groove back.
Hey, maybe.
No, like, too much of a stretch.
We don't. I look. We haven't heard the details of the thing, but you can't just dismiss these. You can't just dismiss the people's girls' feelings. You can't just say fuck them.
No.
You should know better, or it's just jerking off.
But you could also look.
But can I? I'll say this: every woman I've talked to in my life, my mother, people, my mother's friends,
whores,
my wife. I mean. If you want to break it down, to, they were like, I don't see what
I don't
happened.
Get it. Nobody cares.
Our business cares. The entertainment business cares.
Well, because
but
the entertainment business covers up a lot of other darker shit.
My mother
by
wanted,
exposing this, yeah. this is easier for the business to be like, see, we're good people. We're taking care of
this.
My
mother's so disgusted by this. She wanted to start a petition. She wanted to go get all her friends to sign a petition to get Louis's stuff back. Because she does not understand.
Neither do I.
It's, she goes, you know how many dicks I've seen in my life that I didn't want to see?
We're adults.
But times have changed.
Yo, you're right. But times have changed, and he shouldn't be asking women to see his dick at work. But it's simply a conversation between him and the producers. It's a conversation between him and that woman. It's an apology or whatever it needs to be. Mm. It is not a conversation for millions of people to be a part of. Your sexuality is your sexuality, dude. The weird shit that you're into, nobody has a right to fucking take that out and drag it through the mud. Mm. And if this was a woman, it would be called slut shaming. It would be called fucking... We don't hold women to this standard. It is specifically a bigoted attack
on men.
What
do you mean we don't hold women to the standard?
We
give me an example.
Tell me more, bro.
G.I. Jane.
You see that video?
What video?
You haven't seen that? Pull it up!
Yeah! Pull it up!
Demi Moore.
Pull it up!
She's,
how great would it be if
she's not making out with a 14-year-old?
How great would it be right now if Abby just flashed us? She misread Pull It Up.
Gabby,
sorry.
Whatever.
She
goes,
now I won't. Now I won't.
What'd you
if
call
I used a G, I would have. Now I won't.
She goes, hey, everybody, look at these.
Oh, can we start calling
but they were made, they were made of pink felt.
They got googly eyes on the nipples. Hey, everybody.
We got to start calling her Gabby Kadabby.
It's the internet connection.
I don't understand. What is this?
Wait, what?
Pedophile incident.
What?
She's making out with a 14-year-old.
You're lying.
Look how hot she was back then.
Yeah.
Super hot.
God, why is this getting me all boned up?
Dude, I can definitely
what is this?
Just go to Demi Moore as a pedophile. The third one down. Because this one's 7 minutes long.
Beat Brothers.
Awesome. All right.
Go to that third one, the 30-second one. Right there. There you go.
Stop making him panic. He's got to do a certain thing.
Joe List made out with Demi Moore?
Turn up the volume.
He goes, do you like good jokes? Are you mad at me?
Are you kidding? How hot is she?
Oh,
fuck off, dude. She was hot, huh?
Yeah, did you ever see the picture of her? Hang on. No sound?
Okay, one more time.
Whoa.
What?
Dude.
14.
Yes.
How do you think everybody's come out?
I'm the youngest producer in Hollywood.
Didn't that guy play Louis' manager
Maybe
on Louis?
Just because I love them all and I hope they all love me.
Well, I mean, you.
And I love them.
Yeah.
You have publicity. You're out of your
but
mind.
Like,
absolutely.
If we're being
He's
totally
been
honest,
terrific.
If this was reversed, can you imagine this?
Oh my God.
Oh my.
So stop.
God.
Stop.
Can you imagine?
So wait.
Did you hear what she
Tom
said?
Cruise
oh,
come
on. Are you kidding me? I literally want to pretend I'm that kid.
But look at her. But look at her eyes. Look at her eyes.
What a pig.
Look at her eyes.
I mean, let's
motherfucking more.
But seriously, honestly, if this was reverse gender, what do you think the reaction would be? If that
oh, she was a tranny, I'd come.
If that was Dustin Hoffman and a 14-year-old girl,
I'd come all over this table.
Video?
It'd be Roman Polanski.
I mean, what would happen?
Well, he raped the girl, but
that's pretty insane.
Gabby,
right?
Gabby, what? as the only woman in this room right now.
That's what you think.
You said it wrong.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about what?
That.
That's gross.
That's gross.
I mean, but that's a little, you know, she looks like she's on something.
Mm. Yeah,
no big deal then.
She's playing it up for the camera, you know what I mean? I just don't understand why they're only going after male comedians right now. It's all like only male comedians.
Harvey Weinstein is one of the funniest comedians out there.
Guys, killer. Guys got a killer 15. Because that's the flavor it's the flavor of the month right now. Is to go after male
but
comedians.
But they're not going to. What do you mean?
It's not a flavor
comedian?
Of the
they're
month.
Dustin
like
Hoffman,
these
Harvey Weinstein.
It's been going on for
comedians.
Months.
No, but I'm saying like now they'll shift from. It was like shifting from producer.
I think
to
that the door.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
the
yeah.
door
yeah.
was open with real pieces of shit like Harvey Weinstein.
Spacey.
The door was open, And now what people do is they take their agenda and latch it onto something and go as far as they can with it. And this guy tried to latch on so he could take this table down, get people against the Comedy Cellar, a club that he's not in, club that he's probably doesn't like because what it represents to him, which is stupid. Guy, come down to the club, hang the fuck out. You know, no one watches a set.
Beats up Bobby.
Yeah. No one watched a set and actually laughed.
Yeah.
He's like, he never auditioned, but he's actually funny.
Guy's a pro. No, yeah, guy's like, a I know guy. He's a funny comic.
And if he came down and sat at the table, he would be fine.
It just showed he didn't know what he was talking about with the Cellar when he's like, by the way, this table where you'll get laughed out of the place if you say Kesha is better than Bruce Springsteen. You're like, that's a great Cellar conversation.
I think Kelly Clarkson is way better than Bruce Springsteen.
So bring it. Like, let's have that conversation. Let's laugh
Kesha,
about it.
Are you supposed to?
Kelly Clarkson, I would listen to before Bruce. Since you've been gone.
Yeah, well.
No, you know, I like.
Since you've been gone.
Everything that What's-Her-Name does.
So moving on.
I'm starting, starting a new trend.
Yeah. The big titted one.
Who?
The black hair.
Adele.
No, the black hair. Big
Fat
hair.
Monica?
Kelly, no.
No.
Demi Lovato?
No.
Who are you talking about?
Katy Perry.
Fireworks, yeah.
Katy Perry.
Every song, she's not talented at all. She's just a big bag of tits. But every song makes me want to dance.
Dude, I'll tell you right now.
It's great.
Kelly Clarkson. Her songs are fucking amazing. Yeah. And I could cry at some of the songs.
Yeah.
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 Bruce doesn't. 14-year-old.
So what are we going to do? Here's the deal, right?
I don't want to look at her face anymore.
We're going to get Gabby to make out with a fucking 12-year-old. And see
bring
what
him in.
Hi, do you want to kiss me? He's like, hello, kids.
I don't know. Kelly Clarkson. Girl or
oh, God, do I love her. Look. Oh, I love her.
I just like her because she's attainable.
No, she's not. She's not attainable.
If I saw Kelly Clarkson, I would try to fuck her.
What does that mean?
You think you'd have a shot?
Yes, 100%.
She would
not.
How do you
meet her if you have a shot?
Probably eating somewhere.
Yeah. You go, miss.
Food court. I'm like, miss, please put that down.
Here's an extra plate of cheese fries.
Can you not fat shame, please?
What? Yeah, I'm going to fat shame, too.
Bobby's trying.
I'm going to fat shame. I'm going to catcall. I'm going to fucking be on Louis' side.
One more thing. One more thing.
I'm gonna be a good dad to baby James.
Okay. Those are all pretty cool things.
That's it. Yeah. So no, but Bob.
Yeah.
I've dealt with my own experiences. Me and Dan were talking about this before I got here.
I understand that, but my point wasn't that you don't get over it. My point was that you have it forever. And if you had the chance not to have it, you had that opportunity, if you had the opportunity not to have it, if someone didn't have to give it to you.
Should they have the opportunity?
Nobody
should be able to click a button and say, all my bad memories in the world are gone. That's
not what I'm saying.
Here come the men in black.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that... The girl in the sitcom immediately went and said, hey, this happened.
Gabby would be sore if we had that clicker.
Oi.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
What, dude?
Immediately said.
What clicker?
Shut up, Gabby. Immediately said.
Now we know how you get the name Gabby.
Shut up, Joe.
Here come the men in black.
Listen.
Galaxy Defenders.
All right, no, I just wanted to get yelled at, too.
I'm not going
to
yell at you.
I never got my hand raised answered, by the way.
You what?
The fourth step thing. I'm the only one that's done a fourth step.
Just, let me just
I don't
say
get my
this.
Hand picked.
I'm saying that she immediately went to the people and said, I'm done with it.
Yes.
Like, that bothered me. And they had to deal with it. So that, you know, I mean, that sucks.
But here's the thing.
But here's the thing. Louis said, I'm sorry. Said, look, I fucked up. I did some fucked up shit. I own it all. And I guarantee that his manager, his agent, I don't know, but I would say that he would say, look, guys, go do your thing right now. You don't want to be around me.
It's not enough.
Yes.
Take down the patriarchy.
I don't think them. I think he had something to do with that.
Of course.
Like, I think you're right.
Take down the patriarchy. He's not going to show up at comedy clubs right now because he's going to put comedy clubs in a position.
Yeah.
Not the Cellar. Noam's already said, you come down right the fuck now. I'll put you up. Noam is backing Louis.
As he should.
Loves Louis.
Of course. As he should.
Loves Louis.
Good.
And we do too.
Yeah.
Joe, your turn.
Well, the when you did the four-step kiss in the neck thing, it would have been fun if after he kissed you in the neck, you pulled a pen out from your jacket and went, I got to add a resentment. It would have been fun. If I had done it, you know, 75 minutes ago.
If I wasn't in fucking shock and horror, because I just got kissed by a fucking 68-year-old priest.
Do you think he said you were salty, too? Yeah, you were salty.
If you got kissed in the neck.
That was creepy. Even just thinking about it on my hand.
Yeah, I mean, I've just like.
Do you want to feel it?
Yeah, give me some.
Come here.
No, come on with this. What are we turning into here?
We're coming.
Oh, he wants it on the neck.
We're coming to a very woke podcast.
How is no one getting a photo of this?
We have audio.
It's a compliment.
That's.
He liked you, Bobby. He liked you. Lewis lives a very sensual life.
How was that kiss, though?
It was nice.
It was a nice lips.
Yeah, you do. Let me, can I give you a scenario?
Can I give you a scenario?
I'll just give you any scenario because Bobby can kiss like a motherfucker.
Can I give you a scenario?
Will you stop putting your hands up your ape? Yes.
God, stop being such. You're such a Joey.
So,
I don't like them. The fat Katie.
Fat
what
Monica,
am I?
Fat Monica.
Monica. Your fat mom.
Fat, fat mom.
I didn't even know. I never watched the show. Fat mom.
We don't. We don't have a Rachel.
Got it.
It really is just Phoebe, Fat Monica, and then the three boys.
Yeah.
So, so here's the deal, okay?
If you say here's the deal, you get five more. Here's the deal. Before we get to all throw something at you.
Here's the deal. 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 Here's the deal.
All right, all right. Come on.
Say the deal.
Say the deal. Say the deal.
So, I have.
Why was that so fun?
It is how you deal with your personal shit. Now, I was telling Dan a story, okay? Yeah. I dealt with some shit a few years ago when I did Montreal. But what I want to do is let me tell the scenario.
All right.
Guys, hang on 1 second. What are you doing?
He's blowfishing.
Yeah, don't
He's
drop.
Laughing.
Don't drop the microphone.
Let me tell the story from the perspective of a fucking.
We're going to do a time to kill. I want you to close your eyes.
And imagine this is a woman, a female comedian.
Okay,
a
everybody close your
comedian.
Eyes.
A young
close
female eyes. Comedian in Montreal.
It's summer in Quebec.
It's Montreal.
You're talking about it's nice and humid. Smell the poutine coming out the sex shops.
I'm hard.
There's a young Puerto Rican comedian.
I see him.
No, her. It's a female now.
I see her.
All right. Ooh. She's fucking hot.
Oh, she got tattoos.
Well, she's more body than face.
Well, her face is decent.
She's mostly body.
She's aging, but you know,
I see her face. She's middle aged.
Yeah. No, she's
young. She's 37.
She's a young comedian.
She's 28.
She's definitely up there in the unwrapped.
She's walking out of a. She's walking out of St. Catherine's.
Let's just say she's not regular new face.
She's coming out of a pizza store in St. Catherine's.
There's obviously an asterisk as to why she's there. Okay. Yeah,
she's wearing her badge around her neck because she's never been here before and doesn't realize that
she's
she
real loud
that.
At the fucking company parties.
So she's all wide eyed. She's ready to
wide-eyed.
Go. So she goes and does some showcases, and she meets an agent from one of the most powerful agencies.
One of the big three letters.
One of the big ones.
C-A-N-A-Y.
Oh, C-A-N-A-Y.
That's not a letter.
C-A-N-A-Y.
Yeah, hey.
So it's
PCN.
So she meets this agent.
Okay. ABC.
Asian?
Agent.
Ah.
Hello!
It was an agent.
It's good to see you!
Yeah, again, you're triggering.
Kidoba.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was an Asian agent. Yeah.
You are kind of a funny.
That's Macho Man Randy Savage's Asian cousin.
With some browner skin.
My name is Randy Wong.
Randy Savage.
Nobody funny. There's nobody funny on radio. There's nobody funny. Dude, can I just be the fourth mic on anything you do? I'm a quick comedy. I just want to be there for you.
Bro, when they isolate the audio and destroy my career, it'll all be so you're back in that
Randy
Quebec.
Wong's gonna hate that.
So this young female comic, she meets this
you
agent.
You mean Ronnie Chang?
Sorry. Is that his name? Sorry.
Bobby Kelly just called Ronnie Chang Randy Wong. Which, can I talk about the other can I not say that? It's funny.
No.
It's really funny. It's going to sound worse if I don't tell it now.
You get.
Now,
you
if I don't tell it, it sounds worse.
It's not going to sound
come
anything.
Out before the article's written, Bobby.
It's like when the Rolling Stones.
I tweeted that, texted that to you. You can't ever talk about text messages.
Well, I'm asking
those are off limits.
Now
no,
it sounds like people are going to think you wrote what's up with
worse.
The fucking gook.
It's terrible.
Lunatic.
Now it's even worse.
It's like when the Rolling Stones, they sang,
Joe,
trying to make some girl.
I never thought I'd say this in my life. Let Lewis finish. Lewis, go.
Someone here.
Really funny.
Okay. So
it's gonna sound bad now. You look worse, but not let me say it.
I look worse, anyways.
Guys, back to that Quebec night.
What?
It wasn't an agent. It was an agent.
Agent. Agent from NBC.
Yeah, it was an NBC agent.
NBC agent.
All right. Cut to the chase, can we please?
Can I be the Puerto Rican girl? Hey, hello, guys. Okay, thank you for coming. I love being here, Montreal. Montreal!
I'm going to be perfectly honest.
What's
I don't...
more important on your baby? No. A hot body or a hot face?
I don't know that Bobby knows this is you. Are we so all following
what's up
along?
What's up with stupid assholes?
Yo, pasta la lofa.
Oh, I hate being a mommy.
Well, being a mommy's hard. Cause you like see your kid and you like, is my baby going to be a pussy?
Female Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Oh, shit. Yo, you guys ever wear a hat? When I wear a hat, it looks different.
Oh, yo, my sister got me a visor for my birthday. That's like getting, like, if I was pregnant.
Getting, yo, I'm not going to die in front of my baby. Go ahead.
She sounds like she's great.
Yeah, she's killing. You can
By
tell
the way, she would be a superstar.
I mean, a real ass chick. No.
So this
not feel like her material blows. This maybe I don't get it.
So do you understand if us four did this show every week? We'd be multi-millionaires.
Maybe it. Mm-hmm. You fucked up, dude. You yeah.
I did not.
All
you
had the whole
you guys all left me.
No. We didn't.
You got a show on Sirius.
You could have locked us down.
I'll lock you down now. I'll give you fucking 25, 25, 25, 25.
Dollars?
No, percent.
Percent? Oh,
percent.
Of what? Let's call it the regulars?
Everything.
We're not going to call it YKWD.
No, we'll call it the
regs. The regulars.
Yeah, we'll call it the regulars.
Why don't we turn that into a radio show? Why don't you dump Mike Calta and do a show with us?
What are you talking about?
Aren't you doing a radio show, Mike Calta?
Maybe.
Or is that a one-time thing?
Maybe. I love Mike Calta.
My arch-enemy, Mike Calta?
He's not your arch-enemy. Enemy.
My arch-enemy?
His name is Cowface.
You got a radio show. Suck my dick. Guys, let's get back to the issue.
Yeah, Quebec.
We're in Quebec.
Quebec.
This young Quebec. A Quebecois. There's
so,
a young, hot Puerto Rican.
The agent comes up to this young Puerto Rican girl, and the agent's like, "Look, I fucking think you're great. I wanna fucking work with you. I'm gonna sign you." And the young Puerto Rican girl's like, "That's incredible." Agent says, "Don't even meet with another agency. I'll be furious if you meet with another agency." Then the whole week in Montreal.
Is this agent hot?
No, agent's unattractive, you know, not very attractive, a little heavy set.
Mm-hmm. Heavy set man.
Heavy set dude.
Hitting on this hot Puerto Rican woman.
Hot young Puerto Rican girl.
Jesus.
So now at this point, the whole week on the Puerto Rican girl's hip, won't leave her alone. They're getting drunk together. They're partying. Mm. Little weird things, like the agent touches the Puerto Rican girl's ass.
Mm.
Grabs a Puerto Rican girl's dick.
Nice.
Really?
Whoa, hold on.
Wait a minute. Wait,
whoa. All right, spoiler. Hold on. No, you go back.
Wait, did he grab the pussy, though? For real?
Yeah. But the agent grabs the pussy.
Wow.
He grabbed the ass pussy?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, God. We're going to get a cease and assist. Oh, God. We're going to get a cease and assist from Giannis. He's going to shut down this whole thing.
So,
Yo, guys, you can't do that no more.
He goes, which character is going to serve it? Mr. Bono says you cannot do this character.
So agent grabs the girl's pussy. But, you know, and the girl's just kind of
how
like,
big was the pussy?
Yeah, you know,
6 inches?
5.5.
Can I say this? Did the pussy get heavy after the agent touched it?
No, because
is the pussy cut or uncut?
Yeah, that's a good. Ah, that's a good question.
But the comedian, she's just kind of like, you know what? It's a huge agency. Fuck it. Like, I don't even give a shit.
Yeah,
like, I'm just trying to.
Because she's a whore bag.
She's like this. Yeah, that's it. Grab that
she's
pussy.
A fame fucker. I'll take anything. I want it all. Give it to me. Gas Digital. Merch bump. Fuck everybody.
She deserved what she got.
Yeah. Good.
So they go back to New York
after the festival.
Wait a minute. They didn't go back to a room?
They never went back to a room. But they come back to New York.
They come back to New York.
Together?
No. come back to New York.
Okay.
They meet up the offices at NBC offices, fucking meet the other agents. Then the next night, the agent invites a young Puerto Rican girl over her apartment. Now, the agent's married.
Wow. Okay.
Agent's wife gets drunk, goes to bed.
Hang on 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Before you finish the story, I got to do a read.
Oh, are you kidding?
Fuck.
This is perfect.
Why would you do the read right now?
They're going to have to fucking listen to the read.
Phone time.
They're going to have
to. That's kind of smart. I like it. I like
DeepDiscount.com, people.
What a great idea that is. Let's put it right there in your queue.
I love this company.
Bobby, you're so smart.
They got actually me on the front up there. DeepDiscount.com is my favorite website.
Oh, they have
website.
You in the grave? That makes sense.
That's not it, you fucking piece of garbage. It's one of my favorite sponsors, and I actually go here and buy stuff all the time. Last week, I just bought the, what the hell was this movie called? Dudes. I just bought it.
Dudes?
Yeah, it's called Dudes, so I bought it.
Oh, that's an old 80s movie, right?
Yeah.
By the way, Mike.
Anyways, deepdiscount.com, loyal sponsor to my show. It's a great website, loaded with CDs, vinyls, Blu-rays, video games, and more. The savings are ridiculous. And right now, Lou, guess what?
What?
The savings are even more ridiculous. It's nuts because the entire site is on sale. Tens of thousands of items are on sale right now, even lower prices. No need to leave your house for Black Friday sales. The gifts you need are right there at your fingertips. Just see for yourself. Go to deepdiscount.com or just click on the logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Get a jump on the holiday shopping now. Find those favorite movies, TV shows for yourself or everyone on your list. Stop wasting time searching, hoping to find an unedited version with no commercials. Buy your favorites and haul right now. And listen, these are hard to find copies. They got them. Look at that movie right there, Demon Wind.
Oh, Demon Wind.
Demon Wind with Eric Larson. You can't find that anywhere, but you can find that on deepdiscount.com. I'd buy that movie just to check it out.
That movie?
Movie. It's a movie.
Cover.
That's right. Buy your favorite movies right now. Hard to find copies. There are tens of thousands of titles on sale right now. Deepdiscount.com. You can get new movies, too. This week, The Hitman Bodyguard, starring Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds, which is a great movie. I saw it. Look at all you pieces of shit on your phones. Listen, Dan.
We're watching the movie. I'm watching DW.
Are you at Deep Discount right now?
Yep. Yeah.
Did you sign up for it?
I did.
Lewis, what are you doing? Checking a movie?
I'm signing up for Deep Discount, Robert.
That's right. Ryan Reynolds, and it's an even bigger action adventure with bigger laughs, so I'm told. I actually know, okay? Because I bought my copy from here. Get your copy now on Blu-ray or DVD. I just got regular DVD for a great price. Just click deepdiscount.com logo found on my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorites. Watch them when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. Back to Lewis.
Hey, guys. We're
and
back.
The rape story of this little Puerto Rican girl.
Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez. We're back, Puerto Rican.
Can you upgrade it to at least Legion of Skanks?
What?
So it's a...
No, Legion of Skanks is old news, man. They've plateaued. The Real Ass Podcast is the new flavor, baby.
Is it really?
That's what everyone loves. Well, if you like more something in the serious satellite radio realm,
Bonfire.
Check out The Bonfire.
What a good show that is.
Or if you like comedy, check out Tuesdays with Stories.
Good. All right. Nice. We're all doing it. Nobody. Gabby, what about you? Papa Talk.
We have Muppet and the Blowfish coming out.
Yeah.
Dude. Really?
That sounds like a good band.
Mike, that was a pretty good one.
That was a great one.
Right?
I'll tell you this. No one,
like real
no one scores points from the Scopo chair.
Nobody. That's a fucking dead seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look, dude. Anything would be funnier than Scopo. Yeah.
Not anything.
Anything.
Depot?
Look, ready?
Scopo's funny. I saw him recently. He's got some jokes.
He's gotten funnier. I've taken him on the road. He's really good.
Yeah.
No,
buddy,
good.
I took him on me two times. I called him up before the shows. I went, buddy, please tell me, have you gotten funnier than a year ago? And he was like, I have. Brought him, killed it, two shows.
Yeah. Good.
He's not Soder good, but he's not Lewis bad. You know, he's right in that sweet spot. I was going to say Suarez, but I felt like it was hurtful. He's very new to the city. I felt like you could handle it better.
Let's get back to this one.
I have to explain my zings now
so Lewis doesn't get mad. No, that's fine.
He's not mad. He's hurt.
Are you hurt?
Joe is a fucking real cocksucker.
What?
Yeah.
I've never sucked a cock.
So, back to New York. Back to the future.
Dan, in his apartment.
Dan, please bring us back to the story.
They come back to
catch
New York.
You up. A hot Puerto
last
Rican
time.
Girl. Last time on
Lewis got raped.
Yeah. On Lewis's A Time to Kill. A hot Puerto Rican female Puerto Rican comedian was in Montreal when a male agent had a very powerful industry or agency hit on the Puerto Rican comedian. Then back in New York, they were up to no good.
So they go to the offices, meet. Next day, agent invites young Puerto Rican girl comedian back to her apartment. Beautiful apartment, or his apartment. Beautiful apartment. Agent's, Bob, listen. Agent's wife is sleeping, okay? Mm-hmm. Got a little drunk. Agent's wife is sleeping in the bed.
Nice. This story's getting awesome.
So let me tell you. The agent starts aggressively hitting on the young female comedian.
Mm.
All right,
touching?
Yeah, touching.
Grabbing her
grabby,
tits?
Trying to make out with her. Yeah.
Really trying to make out?
Yeah.
With the husband sleeping? I mean, sleeping?
Female comedian's like, whoa, you're what are you doing? Your wife's here. And she's like, and the male agent. Male agent's like, no, we have like an open thing. Don't even worry about it. It's not even a big deal. Female comedian's like, no, I'm cool with that. Leaves. Powerful agency doesn't end up signing female Puerto Rican comedian.
Now, what if I told you
that woman was Louis J. Coney.
What? Oh my God.
Sexism, bro.
That story oh my God. Insane. That's a real story?
That's a real story.
That's a real
story.
Wow.
Yeah, and
100%.
So how did the relationship end? What happened next?
I love that Gabby actually didn't know.
I
it was
did
Lewis
not
until
know that the
now.
Whole time.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You are the dumbest person I've ever met.
Thank you.
She's not a dumbest. She's a Muppet.
Yeah. She goes, it's hard to think when you got nothing but foam in between your ears.
I don't think in those terms.
Well, you know what I think about? The letter Q. She also touched me and it really made me hard.
Who?
All right. What? So, all right. How did it end? So, what happened after that?
Please don't hold this against me. Listen.
What?
Please.
Right? I was barely
I've already lost
attention.
A girl I like in that chair. Please, just stay. It's not me.
I'm here.
It's
don't
him.
Worry.
Lauren, I couldn't even handle Lauren anymore because she fucking went and started dating Dave. So that was she was pointless. Lauren was pointless way before she became pointless.
What happened to Lauren?
What she went. She didn't want to do the business. She wanted to just live her life. She got a nice job and she got a nice boyfriend and she's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh.
And she goes, I gotta go. And she left. That's it.
All right. I thought she was very funny.
She was great. She was great.
So what happened?
Oh, it was good. All right. Listen. Enough about Lauren. Let's just go to. I want to ask a question, Louis. You could take this person out. This is not the first guy this guy's done that to.
Really?
You think he's his fucking first time?
100%.
Wow.
But would that, why
wouldn't I? Because
I want to ask why
you wouldn't.
Yes,
would
yes.
I?
That's
because the experience, the only thing that I'm annoyed about was that this agent wasted my time. It wasn't the coming on to me.
Did he grab your dick?
Yeah.
Did you kiss him?
It was like a she. Full
did you
hand?
Kiss him?
It was a she.
It was a she.
It was a real she.
It was
oh,
a woman.
I thought it was a guy.
It was a
wait
she.
A
God
minute.
Damn, I was.
It was a woman.
Story.
It was a woman.
Wait a minute. So the husband was it a husband or a wife?
Husband.
So the husband's in the other room.
Yeah.
And he goes to sleep while you're on the couch with his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. And Louis is looking good.
I'm so summer. What's it like when you see this person?
Drinking, doing drugs, like partying.
You guys are partying. You're on the couch. How big is this apartment?
Really nice.
Really nice. Upper yeah. West, Upper East.
I'm not saying anything else.
In Manhattan?
That's
nicer
matters.
Than
that
any of your places by far.
I loved your place.
You don't
better
to,
than his place in Hell's Kitchen?
Wait.
Way better.
All right, you don't have to put... This is your problem, Louis. You always got to put people down to make a point.
Bobby's place is not nice.
It's true.
It makes me so happy. I got this fucking little dog trained. Lou.
This story is unbelievable.
Louis. Wait. This is amazing.
Is he Louis now? Because I never called him Louis before.
I'm Louis now. I'm the new
until Louis
yeah.
comes back,
you're
he's
Louis.
The new Louis.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
Wow.
The Louis is dead. Long live the Louis.
Are you doing a new hour every year?
Yeah, well, obviously. If you want to call it that, sure.
So, Louis.
Yeah.
You go up there.
Lewis. But it's an intro of Lewis walking from the subway.
Or skateboarding.
Like, yeah. Where he's like, and it's just angry bodega workers and cab drivers like, fuck you! Like, Lewis.
Then he walks by the cellar.
Yeah, he goes into a bar basement.
And to the Gas Digital Studios.
They hand him a bucket to pick a spot out.
He walks up to the cellar. Esty's shaking her head, and he's like, all right.
I go to the dollar pizza spot. Yeah. They kick you out, and then you have to. I have 75 cents. I'm like, can I please have a
if slide? You don't film that, you're a fucking, you're an idiot.
Dude,
I'll film it.
Dude, let's
I'll
film that. Dude, I'll let's film the new Louis with you walking past the cellar.
We'll sell it on your website for $5.
Yeah!
Dude, I mean, Bobby, I will book a crew to film that.
Yes, we need to film that.
In the next week.
We need to
that's
film
that.
Lewis,
so
Lewis. I want to be the guy that gives the finger.
Yeah,
by Ben.
Yeah, walked by right there.
He walked by every club. You guys go by Caroline's? No.
No, dude.
You go by Gotham and they shut the door.
Yeah. Caroline's, the doors are too heavy.
He goes by the Gotham. They literally fucking just shut everything down. The lights go off at Comedy Cellar.
Everyone's in there. Just
Everybody is in the front line outside, freezes like they don't see him. Dude, listen. So you're upstairs in this beautiful apartment, doorman building, I would imagine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're hanging out watching TV. The husband's like, hey, I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Mm-hmm. Did he wink? And you go, I'm going to go to bed.
This story is
insane.
Did
he know?
I don't know who it is.
He had to have
known.
I would never leave my wife on a couch with Louis.
I'd do this. I'd go, I'm going to go to bed? She's like, okay.
He knew, right?
Can we reveal this after the show?
I'll tell you after the show.
He knew, right?
I'll 100% tell you after the show. You know, it's funny.
I can't wait.
I'm telling you right now, Joe. You'll know.
Louis.
You'll know too.
Louis, did the husband knew?
I have a dude
right?
agent.
You
so
knew
I'm
the
good.
Husband knew, right?
I think the husband kind of
was okay with it.
There's another detail that I don't want to give about that.
Why?
Because I don't want. To be honest with you, once again, I don't.
He's not that kind of person. He's not going to reveal this
I'm
person.
I'm just not trying to fucking ruin people for trying to fuck. We're adults. I don't care that this person was powerful and was in a position above me that could help me out. I assessed it, and I didn't fuck her, and I said, all right, it's not worth it for me. That's not what I want to do, and I walked away from it. And no, I didn't get signed to that agency, but the truth is, I have an agent now that fucking loves me, and that
Did you suck his dick?
I sucked his cock the first time I met him. I made that mistake. Lewis goes, I know how this works. Is your wife going to go to bed?
And then he was like,
and then I fuck you.
After Lewis, goes, after no. Lewis, Lewis blew him and swallowed his load. He's like, dude, why did you do that?
Honestly, that started with me just asking what your ideas for some shows are.
Like, I'm not an agent. I'm a secretary.
Wait, can I ask a question, though? So, in seriousness, what happened after the night in the apartment? How did the relationship deteriorate? Or, like, did you say, hey, are you repping me or what?
She didn't sign me. Yeah, it was like a weird
thing. But, like, was it a thing where she said, I can't
Dan's going to jerk
you?
Off.
Was there a meeting?
Dan's going to crank one out because he's a pervert.
don't you think that was like she took advantage of you in a way? Not like you did it, but like she was like, listen, if you get a little sexy with me, I'll sign you.
Yeah, that's like
that,
power.
That's a
I don't know that she would have signed me if I fucked her. In my head, I didn't. Can I be honest with you?
No. Real.
If I fucked her, that would have muddied things up if she signed me. That was kind of like really what was going on.
If you fucked
my
head. Her, if you fucked her, I guarantee she probably would have signed you.
Maybe.
The reason why she probably would have, she probably felt.
Now it's uncomfortable.
You made her uncomfortable because she thought you were into it. She was reading the signs wrong. And if you fucked her, it would have been great. And then you didn't. Now she has to worry about you telling people that you did that.
On a podcast.
If you fucked her, then at least you would have been on the same playing field.
Yeah.
You were into it too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And you're right. But here's the truth. I just don't look
at
that.
Why don't you try to call her and try to fuck her?
Well, here's the deal. I don't think that that's the worst thing that a human being can do. I think that.
But that's personal. Some people do.
No, right. I don't know, but here's the thing.
You can't
right.
sexually. You can't put your sexuality on
but I can,
everybody
because they're putting their sexuality on us. I
understand that.
They're trying to hold us to their standard, right? So my standard is that, you know, I deal with things a certain way, and it isn't something that affected me where it made me have to go into therapy or it affected my career in a way where I feel like I don't believe that I'd be in a better place in my career if I would have fucked that chick and signed with that agency.
That reminds me of this thing. It's a brand new podcast on Riotcast called Four Corners. With Lenny Marcus. You got to go check it out. Go to riotcast.com. And the story is great for advertising.
Yeah,
Lenny Marcus and his partner Neil came up with a brand new. It's where they
DeGrasse get Tyson?
Huh? No.
Brennan?
Yes.
No.
Young?
No.
How great would it have been if he grabbed Neil
Armstrong?
Brennan?
No.
Oh, that would have been great.
Vince?
Click on it. Please bring it to me. There we go, right there.
Oh, Eric McMahon. Oh. I know Eric McMahon.
No, it's not Eric McMahon. That's Neil, his partner.
That was a guest, Eric McMahon.
Yeah. What do they do is they'll have, you guys should, have you done it yet, Lewis?
No.
Dan?
No.
Have you done Joe?
No.
Well, we got to get you on the show. They bring
Neil
you on
Patrick
the show.
Harris?
The first 15 minutes is about you, and then they have three more quarters, 15 minutes a pop, and you talk about stuff, whatever they bring up. It's a very interesting show. It's an hour on the dot every episode, and they have 5 episodes right now to check it out. Four Corners right now. Go check it out on riotcast.com. I can't believe this story exists, but I've never heard of anybody actually. Guys always say that, well, women do it to guys, and you never really hear of a story this real,
what
this in depth.
What happens when
and this is actual, this is fucking sexual harassment.
Yeah, 100%.
What happens when 100%. You see this person?
Say hi. I'd say hi. I was more upset.
You don't cower.
Why did you say no?
I was more upset that she literally said don't meet other agents. That was the thing that made me kind of like, well, that's fucked up. You shouldn't have wasted my time.
Because she didn't want your dick all sloppy from other pussy.
All that sweet agent pussy. But
your dick tastes like CAA, and I don't like it.
But I got to be honest with you.
You met
it's
with
like, let's
Buckwald.
Just, let's just be.
That's APA. That's William Morris.
I think everybody, and you said it about your mom, but it's like everybody kind of is, in reality, when you speak to everybody, you just have a conversation. If you go to your coworker right now and say, hey, do you think Louis should have, you know, is a dirtbag and should lose his jobs because he asked women to show his dick to them? They go, nah, it's crazy.
But not everybody.
Most people.
Most
there's
most
a lot
people.
Of people on the other side.
There's a lot,
but those are the people that have a big loud voice on the internet.
Right.
Those are it's a select few people.
I'm done
to
Twitter, by the way. I'm done. I'm fully fucking
great,
done.
I'm off Facebook.
I'm done. I don't mind
I'm
Facebook.
Off both.
I like Facebook because I've kind of catered it to what I like, and I've blocked a lot of fuck you people. And I do like Facebook. I like Instagram's fine. Twitter, I'm done with. I'm fucking done.
It's great. Like,
it's the sickest place on the fucking internet.
Best thing I ever did was take it off my phone.
It does nothing for fucking sales.
Promotion, it does.
Promotion, it does nothing for me. I get everything
from
Facebook.
Instagram's more.
Instagram and Facebook, I get people from.
Really?
Twitter does garbage for me.
Garbage.
Does nothing.
280 characters now, though? Woo, dog.
I didn't even know about that. I don't give a fuck.
280 characters now for everybody.
I like 100.
I was so excited when Dan told me that you were off Twitter.
It's great. I'm not off it. I don't have it on my phone. I deleted.
So what
my
did you go home
profile.
And check it on your computer?
Yeah, my nose was in my phone all
then
day.
Then I just
long.
End up reading
at it.
I go to people that I like, and I read my mentions, and then I go to people that I like and check in on that. Like I like your tweets. I usually
thank
like.
You.
I like. There's a couple people that I usually check in with.
I'm not a.
Michelle Wolf.
I'm not a tweeter. I'm not. I just. Yeah. I tried to be this thing. I'm like, it's not my thing. I don't do it.
Yeah. Some people are really good at it. I'm not good at it.
I'm not.
I don't like it.
Why can't we?
Lewis engages it well. Like Lewis
I think
does.
Lewis has funny tweets.
Yeah, Lewis just. But Lewis is like not afraid to tweet, and he'll just tweet whatever, and that's good for him.
What if there was a social media that we could use as comics to just promote each other's shit? So people would, isn't that what some people are doing? Like Rogan and all those guys are just promoting each other.
Yeah.
And getting people into
that West Coast contingent, like
it's fucking amazing.
They have a good group.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but you ever
do.
Talk to them?
What do you mean? No, what?
Yeah, they're hot on paper.
We were on the boat. Let me tell you something. I hung out, and I'm friends with a lot of LA guys and New York guys, but there's a major difference when you're at a table with New York comics or a table with LA comics, dude. New York comics are all just in a conversation trying to make each other laugh. But the only thing that's important is trying to fucking get that laugh out of everybody. When you're in a conversation with the LA table, it's like literally like everyone's kind of like on their phones. And then they'll mention what they got going on. They'll say, like, oh, you got to tell me about that. It's always, like, industry-related, but it's never any bit of humor or
maybe
just trying
maybe that's
to...
why they're most successful.
Yeah, probably.
they're selling out.
That's why
fucking...
we're funnier.
Yeah, let's stop being friends and being funnier, and let's really help each other promote shit.
The only time I've noticed it is one time I was with a couple LA comics in LA and I tried busting balls and it didn't go over well at all.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, right? Like, you're going to suck a dick. And they're like, what? And I was like, oh. Yeah. So you guys are going to go to the improv later? Yeah.
I was like, I hope you bomb tonight. It's like, why would you say that? Yeah. It's my dream.
I'm living my art. And you're like, oh, because you suck? I'm like, you suck?
Because you're an asshole?
Yeah. I don't know. Jump in front of a bus? Why would you say those things?
Your mother sucks cocks in hell?
What? Joe, do you got
Trooper
one?
Four,
oh. No, I mean...
Yeah, he was just out there.
I was there.
Did you like it, LA?
I love LA.
I think Joe's flipped.
Joe's in LA.
I love the city, but when I go to LA, I hang out with my friends from home. I hang out with Chris Walsh. I hang out with Tommy Jonigan and Henry Phillips, who aren't LA.
I think that they do support each other, though. I mean, crazy. Crazy support.
Yeah, we don't do that.
But I don't know why.
I think we do.
I try to like
we support.
Once every while I'll see somebody like, oh, all right, this guy's here. Let me just fucking tweet out to anybody that this guy's over here.
Yeah, we could be better at it, I
like
think.
Like, we could have, like, a thing where it's like, okay, let's all promote each other this week.
New York has an attitude like that. If somebody does that, if some random comic just tweeted out my thing that I'm going to be there.
You would think you were mocking
them. I'd be like, what are you doing, buddy?
Why?
What the fuck is wrong
why?
With you?
I get it.
An asshole?
You know what? Because I get that, too. Because I'm like, oh, you think you're going to help me?
Yeah.
You think I can't fucking be good at comedy? You do these jokes and you just start going in there.
I would love all of you to tweet that I'll be in Charlottesville on Thursday. We have 4 tickets sold.
I feel
Charlottesville.
I feel
Virginia,
bad
Thursday. For God's
go.
Sake,
go seriously. Go. What's the club's name? Give more.
The Southern.
The South sucks, dude. For like comedy, I've never done well going to the South.
It might be because you yell the N-word too much.
No, they love it. That's so great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not Vermont, you fucking asshole.
I've heard that from like Jay. Like, it's not good for like podcast audiences. Like when you go down certain areas, Tennessee wasn't good. Florida was okay.
I did good in Tennessee.
I'm doing Zanies soon.
I did. All right, and Zanies too.
I did.
You know what, though?
But I used to do the
Tampa, I fucking kill.
Yeah.
And murder in Tampa.
Tampa's a good comedy city, I think.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, and they pay
and
real
then,
well, too.
I tell you what, can I just say this real quick? The Comedy Connection, Rhode Island.
Oh, unbelievable.
God damn it, those guys are great. Club's great. Town's awesome.
It's great.
Dude.
The hotel is the shit.
Titty bars.
They got fucking titty bars.
They fucking pay you what you should get paid.
They let you bring your own fucking feature, kid.
If you want to.
And they got titty bars.
Titty bars.
They got massage parlors with regular chicks.
They also have a fucking
like regular chicks.
One show Friday.
Like Gabby.
Don't put me on.
No.
And they got a back.
They got a fucking Ivy League school there, too.
Would you like deep tissue or would you like Swedish? Oh, I work the shoulders. Would you like roll?
Would you like me to use all seven of my arms?
Feel free to finish on one of my giant styrofoam eyes.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right. Unbelievable. But here's the thing. I did Friday, Saturday, sold out all the shows, and then I had a gig in Chicopee.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I canceled it. We canceled it.
Yeah, you did a cooler gig. Tell the folks at home.
I did that, but 21 tickets sold. And I was like, Guy, I'm going to drive all the way to
Chicopee. Guy Branum books it?
No. I'm going to drive all the way to Chicopee, be away from my kid another fucking day, which I don't like
to do.
Where's
Chicopee? It's in Western Mass.
And I talked
great
to
club.
The guy's great.
Probably had 60, 70 people there. It was a hot room when I did it.
Yeah.
I know.
The same as you.
I talked to Nate about it. I called Nate. I was like, it was sold out when he did it.
Yeah.
But the Pats were on that night.
Oh, boy.
I was like, he was like, I get it. The guy was the sweetest guy ever. And the club, I've heard nothing but insane reviews about
this
place.
It actually is. It's a very fun room.
We're going to redo. You know what we should do? We should all go out there when all four of us.
Let's do it the weekend I work in Providence, and then we could just all get that out of the
go,
way.
Go, huh? We should go do it one night, on a Sunday night. Just go do a gig out there.
Perfect.
Sell
I'll
it
close.
The fuck out. Huh? You can close. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, dude, let me go second.
At this point, we could all three of
I
us can close.
Hosting. What does that mean?
You'd have to go up first. Or you'd have to host. No, but I feel bad for the guy, but fucking, I didn't want to go from selling out the weekend to 21 people.
So your ego didn't want to take the hit.
I didn't want to do that, but also I didn't want to, he's going to waste money. He's going to lose money to have me come in. Let's do it another time and try to sell it the fuck out. Let's do it when the Pats aren't on. Let me come down.
And I'll tell you this. I've done the connection when the Pats are in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs? I made him wait to start the show until after the Pats-Ravens game because it was a playoff game. I'm like, dude, you're not starting the show in the fourth quarter of the Pats game.
God, it's going to be one of the best rooms in the country.
It's great.
They took it from a shit room.
You get that thing cooking.
Cooking.
Remember the show we did like 7 years ago? Mm-hmm. It was Tom Dustin was headlining.
Oh, Providence.
Yeah, in Providence.
Oh,
it was me, you, Nate, Tom.
And Big Al.
Wow, what a show.
It was fucking fun.
It's weird. I think I would.
And then you guys came over. You and Jay.
No, it was Dave and Jay. Lewis isn't there.
I would love for us to actually, for maybe us four start it, where we start promoting each other's stuff every week.
Lewis, can you do that?
Nope.
Why can't you do it?
Is it beneath me?
In your head? Well, you don't have the gigs. You're not headlining every week.
No, I am.
Every week? Where you headline next week?
I will be Friday night in Mayberry, Connecticut. And Saturday night, I'll be in Buffalo, New York. And then December 8th, I'll be in Chicago. There you go. There you go.
Nice.
Can I say I get why that agent
hardcore
hit on you?
Sweet cupcake.
Hey, you know what, Gabby? Do you want me to fucking murder
What's
you?
Up?
Do you want to murder you?
What
you
is up?
Asshole?
What did you say, Gab?
She said Hardcore Sweet Cupcakes, huh?
That's the name of the club.
Where?
In Oakville, Connecticut.
Hardcore Sweet Cupcakes.
You work at a cupcake store?
I think so, yeah.
What the fuck? I think I am.
Can I open for you? I'll come. You don't have to pay me anything. I'll pick you up. I'll drive you there and take you home.
I love how you M&M'd it. You took the joke away from everybody else.
Bobby goes, yes, I will work for cupcakes. Yes, I do love dessert. Yes, sometimes I do pass out.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, all right. We'll promote you right now, dude.
Chicago.
The 12th, you're going to be at Levity Live.
Ooh.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday. How was it?
A couple days ago. Okay, it was all right. Well, I'm not going to sit here and fucking brag about how you got 4 tickets sold and 21 tickets sold. I just go, hey, guys, thanks for coming out, and we move on.
That's the smartest shit in the world.
Sexy ass.
I sold out 3 shows. I'm all right with it.
Jesus
I just didn't want to end the week in a fucking chicken.
Yeah, chicken
you're talking to 21 people. No, it was fucking fun. That's what somebody said to me. It's a fun. I'm like, dude, I'm not into fun, okay? I want to have good shows. But all right, so November 17th, hardcore. sorry.
Sweet Cupcakes. Hardcore Sweet Cupcakes.
This is the worst name for a comedy club.
No, it's not a comic. It's just some dude's show. I don't know.
Hardcore.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's dope. I don't know. He said he's paying me. And he said, dude, come out and fucking do
it. Okay, let's do it. Hardcore Sweet.
I'm not above anything. Motherfucker, if you'll pay me. Hold on, shut up. If you'll pay me $500 and it's driving distance, yeah. I will come and do any one
of these fucking shows. I'll pay you $500 not to do that gig.
Done. I'm getting four. I asked for five. I asked for five, and they said no.
By the way, Lewis just played that perfectly. He goes, no, I can stay home. By the way, that's a fight night.
And then Laugh Factory, Chicago, Illinois.
What's the second one? What's that?
Nietzsche's.
Nietzsche's? What is that?
It's a white club. Supremacist.
No,
rally.
What is it?
It's a white. It's like a rock club.
Yeah. Oh, is it a rock club? Not Nietzsche's Buffalo. I want to promote you, dude. I do. I want people to go see you.
Of course, come fucking see me in Buffalo. If you don't see
me in
Buffalo.
The Laugh Factory, Chicago, the 18th, two shows. Eight. Two shows in the 15th at Philly Comedy Club, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I think we should start promoting each other more. I think if I'm going to start doing it for you guys. If I see you guys doing shit, I'm going to start promoting. I think if we build up a massive, almost like mailing list between all of us New York comics and start promoting each other. So you were just there. Tell them to go see me. I'll tell them to go see you. We'll get all the same fans and build up a fucking army.
And then we can get Louis involved in this too. He needs some help.
Yeah, someone can let him. He's opening for Louis. You go, Louis featuring for Louis.
I just jerk off in front of him. I make him watch me jerk off. Yeah, how does it feel?
Watch it. And he goes, I don't like this.
You can see me on Netflix. I'm the guy hugging Louis on his special. 2017 is the name of the special. He didn't ask me for the hug. Just gave it to me.
Laid it on him?
Are you sad?
What's that?
We're both sad.
I'm very sad.
I'm very sad, too.
The only silver lining is that Joe List doesn't get to play the garden anymore.
How about these people, some of these people we talked about, the naivete. There's like, I read the Boston Comedians is like a page, a post or whatever, like a, you know, a big thread. And some people were like, well, now that he's gone, they should give these opportunities to other comedians. And then some guy's like, well, he usually would rent out his own room. It's not like he was getting booked. And like, well, that place can rent out the room to other comics. I'm like,
they can.
Yeah, maybe they can slip someone else into the Madison Square Garden eight times.
They can rent it out. Go, whatever fucking dumb, twitty, fucking unfunny female comic or gay that thinks that they're going to take Louis' place now, go rent out the garden and see how many tickets you sell, you fucking morons.
Well,
it's as simple as that. Let me tell you why Louis is going to be fine. Because if Louis rented a theater tomorrow, everyone would still fucking come. His fans would come. The people that are abandoning Louis, they're not comedy fans. They're some dumb fucking feminist twat that read some blog that Louis probably got praised in.
It's a very small percentage of people that are abandoning Louis. Most people are still
fans wise, but HBO.
Yeah.
HBO, mm-hmm. Netflix, FX, his manager, his agent, his publicist.
Because here's the thing. The industry has to do that. They're just literally doing, it's like, you know when in Blackjack where you have to hit on fucking 15 or whatever the deal is, right? You got to play that card. That's it. Simple as that. That's what they have to do. They got to dump them. They got to do it. They know, literally behind closed doors, people at HBO are going, Louis, yeah, it fucking sucks, dude. Obviously, we'll see you in a year or two.
Do you think that's what most of the conversations are?
Yes. Buddy, listen, they just had Mel Gibson on the Good Morning America show. He's doing
a fucking comedy, a dad comedy, where he was raping about the Jews and getting drunk and fucking...
I just hope that Louis is okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Not you.
Louis, are you okay?
I'm good, I'm doing
The
right.
old Louis.
Old Louis.
Old Louis.
Yeah, I mean, you were.
It's also the other thing is like when you go.
You go to
Vegas, right? And you fucking win at the table. And he's been winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. And now he's got to take a fucking couple nights off of the table. And he'll be back. I don't feel bad for Louis because he's still got all those fucking chips. He's still got a yacht. He's still a billionaire. He's still considered the funniest
comic
in the world.
Nobody feels bad. Well, first of all,
I feel bad for Louis.
Nobody feels bad. Let me finish a sentence, dumb. Nobody feels bad for Louis because his monetary. Of monetary shit about of boats and houses and money. We feel bad for Louis because emotionally he's in a fucked up place. He's got kids. He's got a family.
Well, the world is piling on top of him.
The world piled on top of him and are putting him with rapists and pedophiles, which he does not belong in, and he can't do anything about this. And he has to sit there and let people do it. I'm sure Louis's not sitting there going, poor me. But I feel bad for my friend that he's going through this psychological fucking nightmare. Louis, I know he will find growth out of this. He will find something out of this to bring to something to his life personally. He will evolve through this.
It's going to be doing,
But Also worth noting, he lost about $50 million in 10 hours.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I know, but I don't think he cares. He doesn't care about
No, he doesn't care about that, but I think he cares more about the fact that he can't make the things he was making. Yeah. He likes to make stuff. He's a creative person. When that's taken away from you, when that ability to make, I mean, lot of us going on stage is a great, like, even though it's our job, it's our thing we love and sometimes look forward to when we're going through shit.
Can I say I understand.
What I was saying is, but I've watched, like, when Chris Rock was going through his divorce, I watched a moment where Chris Rock and Louis had a conversation, and they were, like, kind of, like, talking about stand-up. He can't do it now. Fuck all of you. All of you of sexual harassment. I'm taking away everything. You jerked off in front of me.
I'm saying
he's Oprah-ing sexual harassment.
Everybody's fucked. Yeah, but I think what bums Louis out is if Louis loves, he really has an eclectic group of friends that he's very nice to, and that he does. You ever go over to Louis' house where me and Joe's been over there?
Yes.
He has this beautiful relationship with all these people, actors, actresses, regular people with their, and they, all their kids come over and friends, and you sit down, he's in the kitchen cooking. It's like this, you're like, wow, there's this other side of Louis who's very social and so giving, you know, personally, that it's like, I feel bad that he's alone right now or wherever the fuck he is. And that is all kind of fucked
just
up.
Just cutscene, there's just bitches and money around him.
He's like, let's go full Monty. He's doing blow. He's like,
he's just jerking off in front of hookers that he bought.
He goes, I'm on a yacht. I'm in international waters. All of these girls are 15. Sucking and fucking. That's the Louis way. You know what the CK stands for? It stands for sucking and fucking. You just got to pull the full
I don't need to spell. I'm rich, bitch.
Look at Joe's fucking. Joe's not nothing to do with this.
Sucking teenage Spanish pussy.
He was trying.
How do you spell suck? CK, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
I'm
Joe.
Getting cum in my mouth. Joe. I'm putting cum in there.
Well,
there.
Is there.
I spit it back into my mouth. Oh, snowballing.
All right. Relax, Joe.
Well, sometimes it gets too big. I don't know what to say.
Time,
my thing was, I was thinking the opposite bit.
What?
You hear the toilet flush, and then Louis comes out in pajamas from the, you know, the attic.
He's raping kids. It's way better.
Stop it.
Raping kids? Don't say that.
In our fantasy.
No, not yours. Dan wasn't involved in
that.
Involved in that. That was international waters. I said they were teenagers.
Those are kids.
I just want to let you know the fantasy I created was all legal, and maritime law would find
it's not legal in maritime.
Yeah, that's
true. Not. It's not.
It's whoever. Flag they raise. I was just on a boat, motherfuckers. Yep. I know the laws.
I'm saying, I understand, Joe. It's sad.
Yeah, well, it's we all knew it was sad.
I'm just trying to get off this.
It's a bummer, but it's also just great. Like, I talked to people, and or I've read too much. I should get off of social media. But some people were like, we'll see how he behaves now. Maybe he goes to rehab or therapy, and if he starts giving back to the community, and you're like, guys, he already did that.
Yeah.
This happened 12 to 15 years ago.
All five of the incidents?
Yes, these three women.
I'm just asking you to say that because we need this. If someone's listening right now, you need that clarification.
Yeah, I think people just skip parts. I think a lot of people didn't even read the thing. Well, and people just take it into, that these women were in a corner.
They hear it.
Like, that's not exactly what happened.
Even people who read it, when they're telling the story, they condense it to fit their what they, you know, how they want to, how quick they need to say it to get their point of view. My wife read the story, and then she said something to them. I'm like, honey, that's not even true. You made that up. And it was for the defense of Louis. Wow. And I was like, you can't just say that.
This is 2002 as well. It's like, it's a different time, dude. Limp Bizkit was on top.
There's only two genders back then.
That's true. Yeah, dude. You got to take one of them.
I watched the thing on ABC News. They had one of the women in, the one that said no, and he didn't.
Rebecca Corey, is that the chick's name?
Yeah, so they did a little segment with her, and they show her telling the story. And by the way, I don't begrudge any of these women.
They
should tell the story, and that's fine. I begrudge the people that read the story and go, he should fucking lose all his money. Yeah, good for these people that are taking such joy, and supposedly liberal people, taking joy in a guy just going down and losing all this stuff. Like, FX is no longer paying him residuals. That's his money. That's crazy.
That doesn't even make sense.
He's losing his own money for something that happened
15
years ago.
I hope he sues the shit out of him for that.
And so he won't. He's just taking it. But I read, so the ABC News, which is a news thing, They show her, they ask her the story, and she tells the story, which she should do. And she said, you know, he walked up to me, he got really close to my face and said, can I masturbate in front of you in your dressing room? Which is fucking weird and sexual harassment in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts away. That's the end of it. It cuts back to the newscasters going, oh, well, he's a blah, blah, blah. They purposefully, they were in the editing room and went, she obviously, the next part of the story is, I said no, he got embarrassed and walked away.
Yeah.
The editor of ABC News went, we don't need that part. Get rid of that.
Yeah. Well, of course.
We don't need the part where he says.
It's a story that they have to tell.
She says no, and he leaves.
They want people to keep on clicking in, and they have to compete with regular television shows and the dramas and Game of Thrones.
I don't even know how these news people exist. How they look in the fucking mirror.
Coming up at 10, how we sleep at night.
No, but how they lie. They fucking, CNN, they edit these things. They fabricate these scenarios, and people sit there and believe them. It's like garbage. I don't know how they fight. All these news, all this news is garbage.
It just bothers me when you have a...
But now even reading this shit, it's like, it's all fucking garbage. It's somebody's, whatever, they're all biased. They have their own agenda, and then they print it, and people read that, and oh, that's fact. Mm-hmm. And it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just weird to be like, well, we'll see what he does. If he can give back, he should give back to the community. I'm like, that guy, he's been giving back.
Can I say something?
I did a show and during North Carolina, during the bathroom thing last year, all these people, Bruce Springsteen, Pearl Jam, they all canceled the North Carolina gigs. Louis was like, no, no, we should go to North Carolina. Don't punish our fans who are liberals.
Yeah.
He said, and just donate the money. He reached out to Bruce Springsteen. He tried to get him to do the same. They never responded. So we did the show. He donated all the money, $181,000 of his money to the LGBT. They never thanked him or anything. That's neither here nor there. And it was just quiet. And it didn't pick up. Nobody talked about this.
$250,000 made his own special, sold on his own website, $1 million in a fucking day, $250,000 of it. Went to charity. Another $250,000 of it went. He gave bonuses to the people that have been working for him and helped make it. And he gave that money to them.
And he's brought Rachel Feinstein on the road and Michelle Wolf and
he brought Joe on the
Eliza
road.
Skinner.
He told me he was going to bring. He told me he was going to bring me on the road and never called me back.
And the patriarchy.
and then also, I mean, Pamela's show, which he's done great work on, and helped get that. He helped get Tig's show on the air, obviously.
Yeah, but if she's actually that's interesting too, because she's come out against him.
Well, she took the payment, and then I don't really know because she was like, I can't work for someone that I heard all these rumors about. It's like, well, you didn't have a problem.
Yeah.
I haven't liked her since she was on Wayne's World.
She actually said...
That's pretty good.
This is what's weird. She said, I can't talk about what happened. We had an incident. I can't talk about it. I don't feel comfortable talking about it. But then she did a episode on her show of a guy jerking off in front of her and how uncomfortable it is for a woman to have a guy jerk off. So she made it sound like Louis did that to her too, when that's not even near true. The incident isn't sexual. It can't be sexual. What you said, there's an incident. So you're making people think that he did something to you too, maybe sexual. You're actually piling on to this. And now that he's come out and said, look, this is the deal, how come you haven't said anything now?
Why didn't you say it before he put his name on your show?
I think she found out after.
No.
But that...
Maybe. Who knows?
But everyone else says these rumors have been around for years. It's the worst kept secret, yada, yada. So I think she would have been the only one that
hadn't
heard that
Everyone
story.
Knew about Louis jerking off in front of women. This is something that like has been, I mean, probably 6-7 years. You hear about things like that.
All right. Unbelievable.
But I mean, it's like, here, and I'm going to be honest with you, I think we have a responsibility to be vocal and speak out and actually give our opinions on this. And everyone's being very silent on social media because everyone's afraid of the shit that they're going to lose.
I'm being silent on social media because it's, first of all, I don't do that shit well. I can do this well. I can actually have a full conversation about it and learn things that, like, I've listened to Burr, I've listened to Maron, I've listened to a bunch of people. On both sides, I read a bunch of shit about it to form an opinion because I'm not good right away just tweeting some shit.
But I'm also saying like that's also a problem with our current culture is if you don't tweet about it, it means you don't have a stance. That's not true at all.
Bullshit.
We spent this whole episode talking about it. I talked about it yesterday on the bonfire.
Outlets. Here's the thing: like not everybody listens to the podcast, and I almost feel like you guys look. You don't have a responsibility. That's the wrong word to use. I do feel like more people should be giving their honest opinion because most people feel the way we all feel in this room. This is the conversation
at every.
Yeah, but this
club.
Is social media. I mean, this is a huge can, form of social
media. You're gonna tweet this out.
Yeah, I tweet like, this episode out to everybody.
You can find.
And
it's
you
not
can
gonna
find
be hard
me
to find my opinion. And the yes. people that are reading Twitter for my opinion don't know me. They're just following me on a website.
Fucking Twitter.
But Gabby, I'm saying that.
Gabby, what do you
sense.
Think? You're a woman. What do you think of this whole thing?
I think it's tricky. I think it came out at a time where all of this really bad shit was happening. What the fuck? I can't even talk.
I want to hear
Gabby. What's up with bedtime?
I want to hear.
Don't Gary, you hate when your parents give you a bedtime?
Gabby, I'm so sorry.
We need to hear
I'm
Gabby's
done.
Opinion.
Sorry,
so Gabby.
Take my mic
legitimized.
No. Go. Gabby, we need you.
Gabby, you don't have a Muppet
we
voice.
Need
we need
to be legitimized.
You are a woman. You have powerful ovaries.
Can you just
tell
scream
us
and
opinion.
Smoke a cigarette before you do the next show?
Yeah. She's like, all right, here's the deal.
I think it fuck.
Put your schmuckle away.
I think it came out at a bad time with yep. Harvey and that really fucked up shit. Don't yeah. even
the
look
hurricane.
At
yeah. Okay.
And
look at me. Yeah,
let her get it.
I think it's not that bad. I think he recovered from it forever ago. It's a fucked up thing he did. He apologized. He was completely honest. If that happened to me, I'd be like, "You're a you're
what happened
your
to Lewis? What happened
me.
To Lewis is worse."
So my mom, I told my mom about this, and my mom goes, "Dan, I used to work with attorneys all the time." She's like, "You don't think they got drunk and flashed their dicks at me?"
That
she goes, "They would do it." And by the way, they're the attorneys. My mom's the mediator, so she works for them. And she'd be like this: "Put your fucking cock away."
Can I say
and then
something?
The next day when they saw her, they'd be like, "Hey, Trish, sorry, I got a little hammered, huh?"
Yeah.
Let's go to this mediation. My mom was like, "I never held it against them. I always was like, you know, kind of bummed.
Don't get drunk with fucking coworkers. Don't go back to people's there. Hotel rooms. I don't sorry. Know what you want me to say."
Yeah, well, it sounded like you were really looking going for a dick pull out right
no,
there.
No, I wore the wrong belt buckle. I got cocky this morning. This thing's digging. This is my show timer. When this thing starts hurting, we got to end the show.
Mm. He goes, "You guys want to see something special?"
But do you remember? I was thinking about.
I think he asked them. And they said yes, but that's still tricky because he was using his power. Yes, yes.
What are
yes.
the girls' comics think? What's the buzz around the young comics?
I think everyone doesn't know what to think because we all love Louis, but it's also like we've all been in a situation
are there girl,
like that.
Oh, really? Have you been in a situation like that?
I think everyone's been like a little too sexual when you don't want them to. You know, you've always now, been like, don't do that.
No, oh, I want. That's interesting. You say that.
It's so funny. I've had it like I know that energy where you're like trying to be sexual, and the girl's like, "Let's not do that." And you're all, "Oh, okay."
So. Yeah, I'm not like that's why I'm not sexual with female comics. I've dated a couple at this point, but I don't just fuck female comics because the truth is it's going to get weird no matter what. When you fuck, it gets weird eventually.
Yeah.
And when you have to be working with them and you're in this environment where everyone's got an opinion and everyone's got social media and it's almost like an addictive thing, it's almost like, well, yeah, that if you have a weird sexual experience with this chick, as a comedian, it's almost like the thing she's going to go to in her mind if she's even a good comic. If there's this weird thing in her fucking life, so it's like there's no upside to that.
Gabby.
You know. I think this is different, though, because like these are, you know, lower in the rank comics. They're, you know, rising. And they go to Louis's hotel room thinking that they're going to get advice or be chummy
they
or like
think that.
But
that's crazy.
Well, they were supposed to
but
smoke
what
weed.
What
are
you
but...
like if you open up for Louis and he was like, "Come back to my hotel
it's
room"?
It's not out of the, look at the comedy community after a gig to say, "Hey, let's go back to the room and party."
That's not
it's
weird.
Not a yeah. It's not a weird thing.
A dude and a chick. I would always assume he's trying to fuck
two
her.
Chicks.
Two chicks. A dude and two chicks. It's not a weird thing to assume that we're just going to go hang out.
What
and
the
not
fuck.
Is
Dan thinking?
I would be trying to fuck those two chicks. I got
one other thing.
I'm never inviting chicks back to my hotel room if I'm not trying to fuck them.
But
I make it also very clear.
But also, that's someone they just
room,
did a show with.
But we don't know. Wait a second. Stop. We don't know what happened.
Yeah,
we never
that's
heard.
True.
So we're all guesstimating on this shit. We never heard Louis' side of it. We never heard what they said to him.
He just said,
"I heard Louis' side of it."
What?
But it's not my story to tell.
Exactly. You can't tell that. That's his. That's his story to tell.
Right.
Some people know things.
Bonnie and I were at the stand last night just laughing, thinking about two girls in like winter parkas as Louis is buck naked. Like, it's funny. It's funny to think like two women are in heavy yeah. coats and he's like, yeah. It's like,
the Gawker article,
was making Bonnie
which,
like,
from 2012 or whatever. I think it was the Gawker, one of the yeah. articles. It said they gave he asked if he could masturbate and they gave a sarcastic thumbs up, which if you're in the realm of sexual harassment, maybe don't use the sarcastic thumbs up.
Yeah. Like, maybe use the
sure, buddy.
No. Maybe use the automatic no thumbs
up. But that might be hearsay also, by the way. It's a blog, so I don't know. Because they said that the story is fake, so I don't know what's real. But if that part's real, don't use a sarcastic thumbs up sarcastic in a sex situation.
Sarcastic dirty talking? We're like, yes, fuck me.
Somebody actually said...
fuck me so hard.
But that could all be fake.
Somebody actually said they were joking about it the next day, too.
She was like, I was joking. And I was like, yeah, jerk
like,
off.
They were actually telling people the story in a funny way.
Of course.
Yeah, but like,
They weren't They weren't like, we're fucking, they were talking like
I've
comics.
There are girls that I know, and this happens, any New Yorker, this like, dude, talk to any fucking New Yorker who's been ridden the subways for 10 years, you've watched some creepy fucking homeless dude jerk off, right?
D-Train.
I remember the dude.
And I'm going to tell you right now, there's some women, I'm not discounting the experience of the woman that really is traumatic for her, but Jesus Christ, dude, if you can't go to work anymore because some fucking homeless guy jerked off in front of you, move out of New York City because it's going to happen again.
I know, but here's the thing, that image that they have now forever, you can't take away, it does haunt somebody, and you can't say, fuck you, that shouldn't, and when they get on the train now, it's like getting mugged. You're going to be scared. You're going to be like, oh, is there a guy jerking up? Is that guy jerking up? It's this uncomfortable feeling. So you going to work happy, liked your life, love New York, and now all of a sudden you're getting on the train fucked up and scared. Am I going to see this again? Fuck. And you're twitching, which sucks for people. You can't tell somebody to just shake that off because not everybody can just shake shit off. Some people are more sensitive than others.
It's a great Taylor Swift song.
Huh?
Taylor Swift song.
So you can't just say fuck. You have to acknowledge that.
I know you could acknowledge it, but I can say, no, you have to move on. I mean,
you can move on, absolutely. I'm sure they do, but it doesn't.
They did move on. I think they did move on, and now there was an article. I mean, they haven't, it's not like they've been for years being like, fuck Louis, take him down.
Yeah, they did move on.
They moved on. Everyone moved on.
It was
and
that
then
this,
the article,
this Weinstein stuff came out.
Yeah, and so they wrote this article. So my issue, again, is not with these women, and I feel bad that they went through that. If it was traumatic, it sounds traumatic. Every woman, I mean, ultimately, this is all a good thing. The Harvey Weinstein, the Cosby, because it's making every guy go, I better not fuck around or do weird shit anymore, which is a positive. And clearly, it's a fucking epidemic. I literally don't know a woman that doesn't have a story of harassment or
you
raping
had one,
or
you
everything.
You were getting to
I don't even need to know. Plenty, I'm sure.
No, but I'm saying you had one, you said.
I feel like everyone's had an assumption that someone's coming on to them when you're looking for like mentorship or like a little, you know, you go back with a male comedian and you're like, okay, either he's going to give me really good advice or he's going to try to fuck me. You know, like it's...
But
not a male comedian.
Gabby,
I take that back.
Gabby, in knowing that, right, and that's part of the temperature of the world, and men are typically trying to fuck women. That's just the reality. We're adults here, okay?
And vice versa.
When you make the decision to go back to a person's hotel room, and you say that in your head, you're like, all right, he's either going to give me advice or try to fuck me, you're still saying, hey, there's that door number two.
Yeah, you're definitely aware. Yeah.
So you need to sit there and go, okay, well, if he goes for door number two, I should have been aware. By no means is he a right to grab you, touch you, assault you. But at the same time, I feel like every man has a right to take a shot. What is the problem with taking a shot?
But,
to jerk off in front of a girl.
But then we kind of laid out, wait a second, we laid out for guys. Like I said before, we used to watch movies like Porky's where it was okay to see a movie where guys were watching girls shower and then sticking their dicks through a hole. That was all right in movie. You can't do a movie like that anymore.
Well, we'll see.
You right? We've changed. We've evolved culturally.
Porky's 5 starting dance.
But right? I mean, it was pretty crazy back then. Now, you cut to with things we do now where we set it out like first base, kiss. If a girl's kissing you and you can kiss, then you maybe touch a boobie. And then you go to second, third base, and then fourth.
There's no rule there. You can put a girl, put a hand on a girl's thigh. What if that's your thing? If your move to fuck a chick is, I want to, hey. What's up?
I don't know.
I think that's
a little aggressive.
I don't know, Louis J trying to kiss his dick.
Let me say this.
What'd you say?
What are the women that enjoy a guy doing that? That's what they want. They want a man. Put her hand on her thigh, and she's not wearing any panties, and she's at dinner. She's like, I want him to fucking...
I'm such a naughty girl.
I just thought of a great idea for a podcast. The Louis J Train. You and Jared Fried, bro.
Whoa!
Couple of bros.
Great
a brown
idea.
Bro and a white bro.
White bro, brown bro. I gotta pee so bad.
White bro, brown bro.
Why you diabetes? It's the second one.
I drank like fucking 5 bottles of water.
Dude.
All right, we gotta wrap this up. We'll just repeat. So, I think this is a good show.
Can I just say this real quick too?
Go ahead.
Again, like, and I think it's a positive, and I think that obviously there's excessive misogyny in the world in all fields, but to me, the crazy, sick, weird thing is that we live in a fucking time in society that you can lose everything you worked for 30 years in 10 hours for a thing you did 14 years ago.
It's the saddest thing in the world.
I mean, that
is not a crime. That is not illegal. That is not anything that has infringed upon the rights of anybody in any legitimate, tangible way. In some crazy sort of, you know,
I think you're right. Yeah.
Political, you know, under the microscope by a certain definition, I guess you could say that he crossed the line, but that line is up for debate. That line in society, it's a huge disparagement between where people believe that line
is. I think what Joe's saying is true, that what happened to him was overkill. What happened to him was a reaction to all this other shit that's going on, and I don't think Louis deserved to be in the category that they shoved him in.
It's irresponsible.
And then took away everything from him like he was some type of predator. And he's not. Louis is one of the nicest, most beautiful human beings I've ever met. And he's helped me with... I'm sorry. He's helped me with fatherhood. I've called him in situations where I didn't know what to do because I don't have a dad. I don't have a fucking dad, and I've called him, and I've talked to him, and he's helped me be a better dad and a better husband in fucked up situations. So to have him put in some predatory fucking piece of shit category, you don't know, Louis. You took one thing, a couple mistakes, things that he feels bad for now, 10, 15 years later, when now he's a father and a friend, and his life is different. And you, I think you should be ashamed of yourself that we can either, you know, we can't see okay, this man is not that. He's not a rapist. He's not a pedophile. He's not an assaulter. And,
he's talking to you, Dan.
No, no.
I just think that.
And I think patriarchy.
I think
you're not woke.
I think we should take a second to see, I know we joke, but we should take a second as comedians and as this fucking industry to look at this and maybe get instant replay, maybe hit instant replay and look at it again and go, you know what? I think we fucking went a little too far with this guy.
I don't think anyone's doubting that we went too far.
People are.
Well,
some people say they should get jail time.
Well, there's girls that are on Facebook now saying anybody defending Louis, don't book them at your show. You hear in these Facebook groups, like the chick. I still get screenshots from chicks.
I don't think you should defend. I'm not. But that's, no, you know, no one's defending
they're
Louis.
They're saying people that are defending and like
they're making it a black and white issue.
But they're like they're trying to reach out to industry.
Looking for internet high fives.
They're not. You know, I don't think anybody defends anything. And I think these women, we should be there for them.
If these women are affected by this, you should be there for them.
And they are.
And we should be there for Louis.
Well, that's what's also...
But I think that as humans, we all make mistakes.
And I also think we need to fucking call out opportunists that are using this fucked up situation in order to fucking perpetuate their career that's based on mediocrity.
Yeah,
and
Guy not real, Branum.
Not Guy. I'm talking about other people.
Yeah, Guy Branum. We're talking about you. That's what Dan means.
I think Guy's funny, but I think Guy's... was a little out of school.
Tweet
on his
it out. Dan Soder thinks Guy Branum's gay.
Right, I mean, he is gay. He's pretty confirmed on that.
He knows he's gay. Sorry.
Well, there you go. So we got something.
My belt.
But I'm saying, I think as comics, we need to remember who these people are that are opportunists. Yes. And when this shit cools off, they need to be reminded that we were. I hate you. I hate you so much. Guys, invite me into your Facebook group so we can talk about Louis J. Gomez. I'll get to the industry first. I'll say he's a bad man.
Hey, man, in 5 years, we're going to look back on this and go, and all this shit that's happening, we're evolving. My son and your son are going to be better for all this stuff.
Yeah, you're right. I actually thought that the other day. That's the one thing. Look, my son is going to grow up in it where there's...
My kid's gonna be.
We stink.
No, I'm saying that. I was thinking about this because I think about you too because you're in the same situation as me.
Yeah,
we have this kid and we're trying to raise him, but the way we were raised was fucked up. Our kids aren't gonna do this type of stuff. They're gonna treat women better.
That's great.
They're gonna be better human beings than we were.
I'm like, people think I'm such an asshole, but it's like. I am such a fucking faggot when it comes to my kid.
Oh, boy.
Like, I really am. Like, little bit, wow, way to take one step backwards as you're trying to step forward.
I'm trying.
But no, my son, like, well, people are like, oh, would you care if your son was gay? It's like, my son can literally play with whatever toys he wants.
Yeah.
He can fuck, if he want, dude, if my son wants to wear a fucking bow in his hair, I wouldn't give a shit.
My kid for Halloween had an Ursula wig on and was literally playing with the braid, like, daddy. And I was a gay man, rock and roll, buddy.
You
do
said
whatever
gay
you
man?
Want. No.
He was gay, man. He goes, gay. Get that shit out of my face, son. Was dick check.
Was it your Monica wig? Same wig?
It was Ursula. From that movie.
Such Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, yeah.
You guys
are
such brother and sister. But it's like, you know, hey, look, we're at a way different time, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can't also expect to reprogram people. People are programmed from the time they're fucking 1 year old to the time they're 4 years old. And it's really parents. It's the parents' responsibility to fucking do the right thing during that time. So you're asking the entire generations of people to be reprogrammed and to undo.
It's okay
culture.
To do that.
No, not it reprogrammed.
Is.
No.
It's okay to have these things blow up and have people go, what the fuck?
To have a conversation is okay. To share ideas and to come in and say, hey, look, we need to learn from each other. But to say, if you don't think the way that I think, you can't have a career. Yeah. Fuck that.
That's crazy.
That's what's taking away the
spirit of comedy. It is an attack on comedy. That GQ article is fucking crazy.
It's an attack on comedy.
You want all the comics to be women and gays? Have fun with that fucking mediocre fucking comedy.
That is sexist. That's reverse sexism.
Yeah, of course.
That's crazy shit.
Can I just say this too, real quick,
please?
Because there's also like, I don't know the right word, like symmetrics or science behind this. Like I've seen some of these. I read too much, but people are like there should be two women on every show in the city. But some of those, I'm like, you just can't work. There's not enough women doing comedy.
I book Roastmasters every week. We book whoever is fucking available because it's whoever we can fucking get. Sometimes it's all women. Sometimes it's no women. But I never go, dude, you know what? We need some more dudes. But there's too many fucking women on this show.
My point
That's
is,
crazy.
It's like, there's like people that
We're
are like,
we're looking
every...
for women. If you are a funny woman, if you are a funny fucking woman, guess what? You will fucking make a lot of money. Period. I'd have never seen your stand up, but if you're slightly good, keep at it. You'll have a fucking career. Guaranteed. There is not one single funny name.
Can I finish my thought?
No, let me make this point. There is not one. Name one.
The point that's in the middle of my point.
Can you please let him make
this
point?
No, let me make this point. Can I?
Lewis.
What?
Listen. What? We got it.
No.
Just let him make the point.
Yeah, make the point.
Jesus Christ.
So they say, like,
there's not one single funny one.
That was pretty funny.
There should be two women on every show, but I'm like, there's 10 clubs and another 20 bar shows, and they don't factor in that, like, some women have they take a night off, they have a kid, they're on the road, or they're not even attempting to get into some of these clubs. Like, bookers of the, Patrick Milligan's not going out to Williamsburg to find, well, you have to try to get into these clubs.
Yeah, and then scrutinize the lists and the lineups.
So if you want two women on every show, there's 50 shows happening a night. So that's like, there's a lot of spots. Some of you just can't run to. I've booked a show. Sarah is a woman. She booked a show, and she's like, I couldn't get any women. I tried to get women. You can't just force women to do comedy.
Well, you can't.
There's more doing it, which is great, but it's like, some of these things, you're like, that's not physically, scientifically possible have those spots.
You can't ask for equality in results. You can't ask for, like, it to be like, why aren't there more female comedians? It's like, women drop out. There's more men. Some men stick with it. I don't know. There's people have been around. It's just, it's a numbers game. Well, you know what it is? It's because at every club, there is some man that is making women afraid to be there. And at every meeting, in every agency, there is some man that is using his power and his intimidation in order to make a woman afraid to be there. So
I just went to LA last year when I took all those meetings.
Yeah,
it was
you
mostly.
Ever fucking pull my microphone away from me.
Listen, it was mostly women. And gay men.
I had four.
And every fucking, I went to seven meetings.
IFC's all
I did
it.
Not sit, there was not one meeting, I went to where it was two straight men. But there was women, there was a woman and a gay man in the meeting too.
Exact same thing happened to me last week. Four meetings, three women, one man. I had a meeting.
One gay guy, Dan Soder.
And I was like,
but it was mostly,
don't worry, I got that covered.
But I don't understand these meetings. Every meeting I had was women, and I have no problem with it. They were great people, women and gay men. It was great.
Name one female or gay man. Who is funny, a comedian, who is funny, legitimately funny,
Jessica
that
Kirsten.
At the very least isn't on the track to being successful? Where do they exist? Name this, oh my God, that chick is so funny. How does she not have anything?
Amber Nelson.
She should be on the track. I don't know if she has enough stuff, though.
I don't know what's going on in her career,
but I think she's fucking.
Amber Nelson might be the funniest person I've ever
met. I can name
is
500.
Who is she? I never met her.
Amber Nelson.
She moved to L.A.
She's
at Rory Scovel's opening.
Well, yeah. She's also been on TV a bunch. She's had a bunch of writing stuff. I don't know. It's not like she's.
You're right.
She's not having success. I don't. What do you want me to say? Maybe she's not a household name. Not every woman.
Like, you're not success. That's what you mean.
No, I'm talking about less successful than me. I'm talking about, like, where is a woman who is as funny as. Just a funny woman who's not at least going there. The only thing that isn't that's maybe in her way is the amount of time that she's been doing it.
I think there's a. I think
they don't exist.
Everything has changed. It's not a boys' club. It's you know. I think
it is easier.
I think
to
networks,
be a female comedian today. In
I think
2017.
I think networks are really trying hard to put women directors, writers.
People are gonna hate that I say this, but this is a real thing. I had a legitimate role, like a big role on a show, and they go, "You're a white guy. We can't give you this role."
Are you kidding me?
No,
that totally happens all the time.
I went Ralph. Like, Ralph,
oh, yeah.
Ralph.
Why do you stop? Why do you know that, Gabby?
Because I went to theater school. A bunch of my friends are, you know, white guy actors who are just like not getting as many roles.
They legitimately
anymore.
The casting director.
Even
called
white,
me.
Like,
did you see
white
what
girls.
They did with Hamilton? They booked all blacks. But they called me. The casting director called me and was like, "I just want to say, like, your callback was unbelievable. We think you were great." And I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "You're a white guy. We got to go with diversity."
I had an
Sorry.
Agent and the comic strip years ago. An agent, a powerful agent, say, "I just can't. I have too many white guys."
And
that
listen,
happens every single.
But listen,
oh, yeah. That's
but I also
occurs.
Understand that there's a balance to that, and I have
no,
a fucking privilege
no
in society,
for diversity.
And I understand that. But I'm saying, like, there is moments if you think that white guys, like, this is a point. I don't want to say who made this point, but a friend of ours was like, you know, Guy Branum saying. These gay guys are saying, like, all these straight men control the industry. He goes, I'm hearing Guy Branum say that, and I'm hearing, I forget what the other example was, and he goes, they have TV shows. I'm staring at my savings account watching it dwindle because I'm a straight white guy, and I'm fucking worried I'm going to be homeless.
But people,
and it's like, how do we control the industry if you're...
Because when you get power, when you get the control, you want all of it.
Yeah.
You want more of it.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like what white
hard,
guys
it's hard
did
to, it's hard
back
to,
in the day... Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore, and they can't fathom. It's like, dude, it's not that way for white
Imagine
guys.
Imagine being alive during Sinatra times, just being able to punch your wife. Like, hey, that's okay.
Poor man want to be rich, and a rich man want to be king, and a king ain't satisfied
Joe
until
List,
he rules
everybody.
Everything.
Yeah!
Kesha.
Nice. Joe Kesha. List, where are you going to be?
Springsteen.
Let's check this out.
Thursday.
Charlottesville.
This Thursday, if you're listening live, Charlottesville to Southern, and then December 1st and 2nd, Hasbrook Heights in Bananas.
Just got sold.
I mean, vice
just
versa.
Got sold.
Yeah, that's a...
New Booker?
No, the guy
that's
who
a
owned...
Grossman joint.
Grossman joint now.
That's why I got booked.
Damn it.
I'll fucking... I'm going to say it right now. My favorite club in the world, Bananas, Hasbrook Heights. I'll probably never work there fucking again now.
Why?
Fuck, it bums
you're
me out.
I
love those two
aren't you
people.
At the Helium?
Once every 7 years, I get booked there.
Dude. Vermont what? Comedy Club fucking in Burlington, God, Vermont, December 21st through the 23rd. And then I'll be in a lot of fans in the tri-state area. We'll be in Poughkeepsie. Mark Norman and I co-headlining at Mahoney's Irish Pub.
Ooh,
New Year's Eve. Great. Grand Rapids. I haven't put it in the website yet. Grand Rapids.
There you go. Another club I don't work. Stress Factory.
Really?
What?
No.
Why not?
Because I
worked the Stress Factory with you.
I literally at. I love Vinny, but fucking no. I asked, I think for $200 more, and they said no. So I said goodbye.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. So there you go. But that's all right. I'm going to find a fucking theater.
Do it.
I'll find some theater in New Jersey because New Jersey is one of my favorite places in the world to perform.
Go to
those
Reading.
Are my fucking people.
Go to
no. Bobby, why don't you just rent a fucking small spot?
I'm going to. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it on one of their fucking nights, too.
That's what I do. That's literally what I do, because nobody will book me. I just book my own venues.
I don't want to work a cupcake factory. I want to work...
No, that they booked me. That place actually booked me.
I was joking. It was
you
just
do
want to
book
I just wanted to say
factory.
I do. I want the whole factory. Just do a show for the employees as they throw cupcakes in my mouth.
They go, every good joke, throw them a cupcake.
Dan Soda, Cap City.
Yeah.
Another club I don't work.
Okay.
November 30th.
This is the oddest way to plug gigs. It's just a guy upset by clubs that his friends are working.
Maybe
dude, look at this
for them,
fucking dickhead working fucking Cap City. I love fucking Sidesputters and I love Comedy Connection. No, this actually club.
Dan, get your photo touched up. Look at those wrinkles. Look at that teeth. Jesus.
I went to that club.
Yellow fucking crooked teeth.
teeth.
Yeah,
I went to that.
I was drinking.
All right, guys, enough with your shit. I got to end the show. Shut up.
You can't even get a sentence out in this goddamn pod.
You fucking two are sucking today.
It's fucking easier to get out of a hotel room with Louis C.K.
Settle down. The truth steps in at the end. Cap City. No, this club is a great club. I actually, I love Austin. And I went to this club to do some roast battle shit for Ross. Beautiful club. November 30th. First, second. Just put.
It's the way my fucking page is set up. I have to do each individual show.
Terrible.
Just November 30th through December 2nd. Dan Snyder will be in Austin, Texas.
It looks great.
And then he's going to start filming.
Don't listen to these.
He's starting to film season three.
We're halfway through season three, bud.
God damn it. I can't wait.
What a bad
thing. Then, Funny Bone in Albany.
I'm so mad. Funny Bone in Albany.
Yeah, I'm doing the Albany Funny Bone.
Who books that?
They don't book me. In San Francisco.
I don't know, mate.
We're naming the place Don't Book Us.
Yeah. I know. I like that. We're like, we have to have a group. We just plug everyone's things. And you're like, what the fuck, dude?
All right, here we go. Check it out. I'm going to be this week it's already done, but if you're listening live, Comics Come Home Saturday night. Then I'm going to the Aruba gig. I'm going to be there. Holy shit, fuck. To the 28th, I believe I'm doing that. Then I go straight to American Comedy Club.
Woo!
On the 30th through the 2nd.
Yeah.
I love that club. Great
Dude.
Club. And then I'm going to San Antonio, LOL, Flores. With my friend Mushy Mike's going to be there.
Two brothers. Yeah. Gotta go to two brothers, dog.
Then we're going to, I'm going to actually do Yonkers, which is crazy. I'm going to, first time ever, it's 10 minutes away from my house. I'm going to do this gig at the Ridge Hill Mall. It was Ha Comedy Club. They changed it to Yonkers.
Is it a new owner?
New owner. Guy's supposed to be a good guy. Nick DiPaolo works.
Owner, the old owner's a piece of fucking shit.
That's what I heard. This guy's a new guy.
I had Sal Vulcano from the Impractical Jokers tell everyone to throw bricks through the window of that place.
Wow, this new guy's supposed to be legit.
He
changed the whole thing.
We will fuck him up.
And then I'm doing the big theater in St. Petersburg with Mike Calta and their crew. And then the brokerage that Saturday night. Yeah. Gotham Comedy Club right before Christmas with Too Cute Mike Feeney and John Fish. Funny Bone Albany.
Hey.
Yeah. Comedy Shop.
Hey. All right, dude, we get it. You're working.
Comedy Shop. Funny Bone Hartford.
I got it. Let's take a picture.
Laugh Factory Chicago.
Oh, Dan's got it.
Governor's McGuire. Magoobies. I'm a lob. RobertKellyLive.com. Guys, I love all three of you guys.
I love you too.
And my new crew.
Six of us here.
I fucking love you guys too.
Instagram and all that crap. You guys like the videos?
Love them. Great
Mike,
job.
What you think,
Great
buddy?
Job, Mike.
At Mike V. Suarez. Hey, guys, also, if you want to make videos, just send them to us, YKWD producer. If you have any drops or anything like that you want to send us, we'd love to have them for you.
Yeah, this is a new one. So. This is what Mike made of you, which makes me
Did
happy.
Did you see
that? It makes me happy. Laughable.com. This app, if you listen to podcasts, you want to download this app. Laughable is probably the number one app out there for podcast listening. The great part about the app, if you listen to me and Lewis is on it and you see Lewis, it will show you Lewis's face and then it will show you every other show podcast he's on. And from there, you can find more podcasts, more people, and so on. It's a rabbit hole of awesome podcasts and awesome comedians. You got to go download the app. It's free, Laughable. And they also start selling tickets off of there. They're going to start doing shows. If you have your own show, they have their own ticketing system, Lou. So you can actually use them
I
to sell your
own,
shows.
I have my own ticketing platform through merchpump.com.
That's great. All right. So you don't. Cunt.
Where you guys can get YKWD hoodies and Chippa merch as well. Dude, YKWD hoodie. It's my favorite.
This is the new hoodie right here.
It's so good. Merchpump.com/YKWD, guys.
I was going to promote that last. Okay.
And check out the Truth shirts. Those are coming any day.
Are they?
No, we are. We are. They are coming.
I fucking reached out to you 9 times and you 4.
I talked to Ralph. I talked to Ralph.
This is 6 months ago.
Buddy, we had to get these done first.
Guys, if you want to send us fan stuff, send it to YKWD Podcast at the Comedy Cellar, 117 McDougal Street, New York, New York, 112. Send us things.
Yeah, I got a really sexy voice.
Thank you.
But don't forget to brush your teeth, kids.
Right there. Up, 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 up. Please.
Yeah. There it is.
Look at that. Ooh. These hoodies. I'm telling you right now.
Who's the chick?
These hoodies right now, I'm telling you,
so
are amazing.
Look at her name.
Shut up. Let me fucking get it out.
Dan, you fucking jerk.
Listen, Dan, we gotta take the picture. Stop. Stop. Dan, don't leave. Wait. This hoodie, I'm not even kidding you, buddy. It's the best hoodie I've ever had.
I need one.
Merch. The sleeves are great. It's light but heavy. The color is awesome. YKWD, go get your hoodies right now. The winter's here, dude. And make sure you go.
Birch Pump t-shirt too.
You can get Tuesday's shirts on there too.
Yeah, we're gonna get the
truth.
The truth's coming up. I'm gonna talk to Ralph today.
God damn, I'm so good at business.
Here we go. Promote this too. Four Corners.
Yeah.
What's rap?
Riotcast.com.
Four Corners.
Lenny Marcus and his pal. What's his name?
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
Neil.
JoJo the answer. I don't
know. All right, guys, that's it. Thank you for listening. You know what, dude?
Dad.
Woo!
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.